Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
Following yesterday's 445-point Dow swoon, overseas exchanges bounced back, and S&P futures are up sharply, 21 points. Investment analyst Eric Rustubin says what's been driving the market is the one thing it hates the most, uncertainty.
This uncertainty's got to play out, and people have to be more clear in terms of the market as to where the economy is going, how bad the recession is going to be, and the health of the credit markets have to be vastly improved.
Investors have been troubled about the health of some of the country's biggest banks, including the giant Citigroup, which CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason reports has taken a drubbing.
The total value of Citigroup's outstanding shares is now almost equal to the $25 billion in bailout money that the Treasury just pumped into the bank. It's basically saying that everything else of Citigroup is worthless. That's just astounding.
But the mood of investors may be buoyed by a report in the Wall Street Journal that Citigroup is considering options that include selling pieces or the entire company. There is little doubt what will be uppermost in the minds of leaders when they meet over the weekend in Peru at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller will be there with President Bush.
The global financial crisis will dominate the talks, and President Bush's top priority is to advance the work of last weekend's 20-nation meeting on the subject.
All of us committed to continue to work on pro-growth economic policies.
The gathering also gives Mr. Bush a last chance to say goodbye to many of the world leaders he won't see again before leaving office.
Mr. Bush, as expected, has this morning signed a measure extending unemployment benefits. After their apocalyptic pleas failed to move lawmakers to action, Detroit's auto chiefs are now preparing to pick up the gauntlet that's been thrown down by Congress. CBS News correspondent John Harchie with the story.
The automakers, who spent 2 days on Capitol Hill this week trying to close the deal on a government loan, seem willing, even anxious, to try again next time, presenting business plans. Ford's response, it welcomes the opportunity to offer a plan transforming the firm into a lean, profitable company. GM says it will show Congress a plan for a viable General Motors, agreeing there must be accountability to taxpayers. Congress wants the plans the week after Thanksgiving. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
One week from today is Black Friday, the kickoff of the holiday shopping season. But will the month be as gloomy as forecasts have been warning?
I'm Barry Bagnato in Rockville, Maryland. This chilled Salvation Army volunteer might as well be ringing for the entire economy. Like him, stores are making noise to attract Christmas shoppers this year. Why wait until Black Friday, an ad for this TJ Maxx store says. Frugal buyers shuffle through racks with signs promising an additional 25% off clearance items.
These science toys, they look kind of expensive to me, to be honest with you.
I still like to get quality stuff, I just don't want to spend as much.
Patricia Williams' cart is full.
Little baby medical set, and then I got this little doll.
Toys for needy children. She knows there will be many more this Christmas. Her family?
Definitely, I won't be shopping as abundantly as, well, my kids are older now, and they understand.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Rockville, Maryland.
Frightening moments last night in Washington as Attorney General Michael Mukasey collapsed during his speech. He's recovering in the hospital, and President Bush has spoken with him. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, the White House says the Attorney General sounded well when the President chatted with him just over an hour ago. A Washington audience was shocked when Mukasey became ill.
Oh, my God.
That sound from CNN. A witness said Mukasey was giving an impassioned defense of the administration's anti-terror policy when he collapsed.
He just kind of started repeating himself and kind of lurched forward into the rostrum.
Mukasey is being treated at a Washington hospital. The Justice Department says he's conscious and alert. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The Friday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup, where the time is now 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper says the city's doing what it can to save money, but he's concerned about what happens if people stop spending money.
I think really needs to happen is people have to recognize that this pervasive fear that's out there is very harmful.
Hickenlooper offering Denver City employees an unpaid day off after Thanksgiving. An increase in Colorado unemployment claims has some Coloradans waiting up to 2 hours on the phone to have their questions answered.
It's very frustrating, you know. I'm out of work right now and I can't collect unemployment.
Aaron Wombold of Golden speaking with 9 News. Unemployment claims have increased 86% from this same time last year. A prominent surgeon who once led the El Paso County Medical Society has been found stabbed to death, and police believe his own son killed him. 63-year-old Dr. Edward Fitzgerald died after a fight with his 36-year-old son at his home in Colorado Springs. Investigators have discovered the cause of that Pueblo building explosion that killed a woman. ATF Special Agent Dick Chase.
Investigators have determined that the explosion was accidental in nature.
A natural gas leak in the basement of the Branch Inn killed a 22-year-old woman in a boutique store next door. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And so far, we're in pretty good shape if you're just getting out to the highways this morning. We had the freezing drizzle yesterday. Today, it's going to be all about the fog. In fact, there's a dense fog advisory that stretches from basically DIA north towards Broomfield and all the way up into Fort Collins in northern Colorado. That visibility could get down to a quarter mile at times, and the highways might start to get a little bit icy up in that direction. Closer to the Denver metro area, a couple of problems. An accident clearing up off that ramp from Sheridan getting onto eastbound 6th Avenue, and some metal debris in the highway.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Then I feel bad. It's like, oh, come on, Jay. Be civil. Don't be crazy. What? I don't know what this is. It's just doing. Stop this. I'm just trying to turn my iPhone off. This thing is really good. You know, downloading music gets to be like a terrible thing. That's all you want to do is download music. Like, okay, maybe we should make this a feature of the show every day. It's time for Jay Marvin's Cheap Jukebox. Here we go.
Jay Marvin's Cheap Jukebox. Lo-fi at its best. That's loud. That's Jay Marvin's cheap mailbox. What am I talking about? This is Jay Marvin's cheap jukebox. You want to hear one more of those? I'm looking for stuff, though, that we don't have. That we never play. Oh, I could play this one, but it has a swear word in it. So I can't do that. Yeah, this stuff gets addicting. I don't know how many of you are into this downloading, but this whole thing of downloading is becoming an obsession with me, and I hate that. Don't you hate that when you can't? I mean, you know, it's bad enough if you smoke, but then if you do this, it even gets worse. First of all, the songs were only 99 cents a piece, right? Okay, they're 99 cents a piece. But then the other thing is that 99 cents starts to add up. And the next thing you know, you've got like a $500 bill that you got to pay. And, that's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But you can't help it. You keep looking, you keep going, oh, I got to have that. I got to have that. And so the digital age is, the digital age is really cool. But the other part of it is it can get expensive. That's a problem. It can get expensive. So then the next thing you know, your bill comes through and you go, oh, my God, what did I do? But there's no question about it. Everything's going digital. And I've said this before. I remember a lot of you were just totally and completely on my case because I got on the air and said, well, you know what? I don't download. And I got to see a CD, I got to hold it in my hands. But you know what? With these things, you can also get the album covers on it, too, which blows me away. I mean, if the album covers are available, you can get those, too. So what is it that you need? Because you can stare at the album covers. What else do you need? You don't really need anything else, do you? So I'm looking through all my songs here. Oh, this is good. How about this one? Okay, John, who is this? Love this.
Dude, I got kind of a funny James Brown story. And back in the dorms in college, we used to have like late night parties, and we'd play James Brown really loud in the dorm rooms. And we had this kind of real geeky residence director, and he would come in and he'd be like, "All right, come on guys, turn down the James Brown." And we never would. And finally one night we got him to come in and kind of dance with us, and we gave him a couple beers, and he got real loose and geeky, and it was fun.
I remember seeing James Brown at the Grand Ole Opry.
He's still above ground, isn't he?
No, he's buried. He was the guest of Porter Wagoner. That caused a huge stir. People were really mad that he showed up. And he sang a ballad. And he did a great job. I don't know what the problem is, but it was one of these things. The Opry used to have this thing where they would kick you off if you got on there and you had like a drum set. You couldn't have drums for a long time. On the Opry, back in the old days. And then they turned that around and said, okay, you can have drums, but that's the best we're going to do. And so Porter Wagoner, for whatever reason, I don't know why he did this, but for whatever the reason is, he turned around and invited James Brown to the Grand Ole Opry. So James Brown shows up, and there's just this big, I mean, hoopla about him being there. And I never could understand what it was about having him there. And I guess what it amounts to is that, you know, they had this tradition thing. So if you violated the tradition, you got yourself in trouble. Let me do one more. Here's one more. This is one of my favorites. In lo-fi.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and tap out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Pops.
Yeah, the revolution will not be televised. Yeah, the revolution will be live. You know what? And you can accuse me of living in the past, but whatever happened to the revolution? The revolution was not only televised, but the revolution failed. It ran out of gas. And now what we got going on is the economy today, which, you know, you want to get on the air here, and in radio they say this to you, well, you should talk about the A story of the day. You know what the A story of the day is? The A story of the day is the economy. There are articles all over the place about people not having jobs. Here in Denver, Western Union is going to blow out about 60 employees. There are people all over in broadcasting who are losing their jobs. I mean, this just goes on day after day after day. And you should read Paul Krugman's column today in the New York Times about the vacuum in leadership, about the fact that we have to crawl to January the 20th hoping that our entire lives don't cave in on us because this guy we have in the White House and this lame duck Congress, they're not really capable of doing anything. So if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what would. Let's go to Ed in Denver. And it's open phones, by the way. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Now, I want to dedicate something to Mr. George Bush. It's a Bob Dylan tune. It goes like, you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
The Ballad of the Thin Man.
Oh, God, that's a great, and Desolation Row is a great song as well.
You walk into the room, right?
With your ears in your ear, something like that. I can't remember all that.
I love the line in there about the geek. And, yeah, the one-eyed midget that screams now.
Bob Dylan, there's nobody like Bob Dylan. Desolation Row is like one of my greatest songs as well.
Yeah, but is Desolation Row the one where he sings about, you're stuck in Juarez in the summertime, too. God, I love that.
Yeah, exactly.
That rocks so hard, man. That is so great.
Oh, God, Highway 61, all of his songs are, like, great by Bob Dylan. He's just he's a timeless classic and everything. And then also, the first-time caller as well, but you know what? It's like I've never heard this. I'm a big Stones fan, but you guys, every once in a while, you guys play, like, the Red Rooster, Little Red Rooster.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
One of the greatest verses I've ever heard. That's, like, great.
That's that early version of where the Stones went to Chess Records on South Michigan Avenue in Chicago, which was a recording place of a lot of their heroes, Muddy Waters and Little Walter and all those folks.
Right.
And they went there, and that's where they cut that and some other songs. And, yeah, you know, their version of Little Red Rooster is absolutely haunting.
Great.
It's haunting.
Yeah. But anyway, one of the reasons why I called you is because you and a lot of other people, but especially you, inspired me to get off my butt this election and go and get a mail-in ballot, and I did not mail it in. I actually got the mail-in ballot, and I took it down to my polling place.
Oh, good for you.
I put it in for Obama and Udall. And it's just, you know, it's just great listening to you and everything.
Well,
and
you
inspired me to do that. And, you know, you do so many great things, and you inspire, like, so many people. And I'm like, whoa, it's like, I got to do something, you know. I can't say that I ever donated money. I can't say that I ever, like, I can't say that I volunteered to work the polling places or anything. But I did actually cast my vote, because the last time I voted was like in 1992 for Clinton. And after that, I was kind of like just put off by the whole election process.
Well, everybody has to go out and do what they can. I mean, not everybody can donate money. Not everybody can donate time. But you did the one thing that we needed the worst, which was you showed up at the polls. Well, you got your mail in and you took it down there where, you know, in previous years, you've kind of like been like a lot of people, I think, which is immobilized.
Yeah,
so you went out and, you know, you did it. And God bless you, man. I mean, you know, listen, as I said before, I mean, Obama's not going to always do things that are going to make you and I happy.
No, that's what I was good. That's another thing I was going to say. There's a lot of people who voted for Obama that think that when he gets there in like July 20 or January 20, that all of a sudden everything's going to be like really great. I listened to your analogy to where there's a football field filled with
fertilizer.
Know, right, and you've got a spoon to clean it up. Bush has messed up this country so much, it's going to take at least 4 years to like clean up some, you know, clean it up.
Well, actually, you could make the claim, and a lot of people do make the claim, and I believe this too,
mm-hmm.
that we're looking at more than just 8 years. We're looking at about 30 years, mm-hmm. starting with Reagan.
Yeah.
And this whole idea about free markets and all this anti-regulation talk. Meanwhile, because of all this anti-regulation talk, the average worker in this country, which is you and me and everybody
right.
else, and I don't want to hear anybody call up here and say, well, what do you mean you're talking about your average? You're not average. Yes, I am average, and I face the same problems that you do. I
right.
face the same thing about tight money. I face the same thing about insecurity in my job. We're all stuck in this together.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
And you know, Obama, in the first 80, 90, even 100 days, he's not going to reverse this, but at least he's going to grab a hold of the situation and try to push back, and maybe slow it down, and then slowly but surely turn it around. It's going to take us years to get out from underneath this.
See, now that's what I'm really afraid of, that a lot of people who have voted for Obama are thinking that, you know, all of a sudden that when he gets into office and everything, January 20th, everything, he's going to snap his fingers and everything's going to be, like, great. But I'm afraid of that, and then everybody's going to, like, turn against him because it hasn't happened instantly.
Well, you know what the answer to that is?
But
the answer to that, let me tell you what the answer to that is. You know what the answer to that is? Turn it around on them and say, okay, if what he's doing isn't right, what's your plan?
Yeah.
And when they turn around and they go back to the same old free market mantra, you can say, well, wait a minute, we tried that before and it didn't work.
Okay. And okay, before I let you go, I want to ask you one question. This is the anniversary of the JFK assassination. You are from Chicago, the Daily Machine. What do you think about that? Do you think that Daily had something to do with that?
No. I think that my opinion about the John Kennedy assassination is the following. I believe that the mafia with
Traficani
and the Cuban exiles and the CIA, who the Cuban exiles were employed by, I believe that they did it, and I believe they did it as retaliation for what happened in Cuba in 1960.
Because they wanted their casinos back.
They wanted their casinos back, and they were angry at him for aborting the Bay of Pigs.
And Joe Kennedy made a deal, and then the deal was supposed to be like reciprocated to Joe once John got into office, and he couldn't do it.
Well, I don't know about that. I just know that he rescinded the Bay of Pigs, and I think they always held that against him. Ed, thank you, man.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, keep rocking, man. You guys are great.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah, I know the guy who issued Lee Harvey Oswald his Fair Play for Cuba membership card. All right, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John issues traffic.
Jay, look out. Westbound I-70 around Interstate 270. You have some metal debris there on the road. It's already caused some flat tires there. So slow down. Make your way around that, causing some small backups there. Also got an accident sitting on the ramp from Sheridan onto 6th Avenue. That on the eastbound side around town. Starting to build in the usual spots, but traffic is normally lighter on Fridays. We may be dealing with some foggy areas this morning, mostly north and south of the metro. If you're on 25 north of downtown, going to see it from basically DIA and 84th Avenue all the way up to Fort Collins. Also going to see it over Monument Hill south of town. Your forecast, cold and cloudy in the morning, followed by sun.
How to properly insulate your wallet. Step 1. Go to the Home Depot and purchase insulation. Step 2. Seal your home and install insulation. It can help save up to 20% on your heating and cooling costs. Step 3. Use the money you save to insulate your wallet.
At the Home Depot, we've lowered the price on over 1,000 products throughout the store to help you get ready for winter, including energy-efficient items like insulation. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for details.
If not for you, I would know.
Hi, I'm Stormy Simon, Senior Vice President of Customer Care at Overstock.com. If not for you, this company would only be a dream. If not for you, I wouldn't feel the warmth of millions of families who will visit us this holiday season. So from all of us to all of you, feel the magic of this holiday. See you next year at Home with the O. Overstock.com.
If not for you.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Sharp HD TVs and Sony Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And Disney Pixar's WALL-E rated G is coming on Blu-ray and DVD November 18th. So now, you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
And that's because I have a deep association with them. But I think Rocky's, the proof is in the pudding. Not only the fact that I have sent tons of people out there, but also the fact of Operation Freebird and what Rocky's has done. Rocky's has literally hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Ask them about their matching down incentive. Ask them about their book offer and tell them you got a trade-in. Rocky's Autos, they're open till night until 8, Monday through Saturday, 9 until 8. Rocky's Autos at the historic giving location of 63rd and Federal.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131. 4131.
Let's roll some Robert.
Yeah. They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner.
Bobby can do it. Robert Zimmerman. 6:28, 28 minutes after the hour here. Mostly sunny. High today, 51. Jay Marvin along with you. Before I take more calls here, it's open phones too, by the way. 303-713-7600. I want to authenticate something I just said because I think there would be people out there who would say, well, he's lying. If you go to the book, Deep Politics and the Death of JFK, and you can see this online, at Barnes & Noble. Or no, I'm sorry. I believe it's at Amazon. Where you can sample the book. and parts of the book, you'll see in there the names. You'll see the name in there of Ted V. Lee, who issued Oswald's Fair Play for Cuba Committee card. As a matter of fact, let me just read just a little, just a tiny snip of this. What exactly was relayed about Oswald to military intelligence remains unknown. It would appear, however, that both Martello and Quigley Oswald showed two Fair Play for Cuba Committee cards. The first was signed by V.T. Lee, National Director of the Fair Play for Cuba Committee. So, there you go. I'm not making that whole thing up about knowing V.T. Ted Lee, who called my talk show in Tampa once, and then I got to know him. He was old then, so I don't even know if he's still alive. All right, let's get back on the phones. We go to Andy in Denver. Andy, you're on AM 760.
Okay, actually, I hate calling this early because you're on with other talks and subjects that I'm going to get all heated about and can't call back. But I had a Porter Wagoner story for you I couldn't pass up.
Oh, sure, do it.
I grew up in Kansas where Porter Wagoner was always live at live TV.
Mm-hmm.
And his guitar player was sick one day. So they brought in his son. Now, his son had long hair, but they put him in a cowboy hat and a whole little outfit. And he looked like the Porter Wagoner gang. And they put him in with the band. Well, about, they played their little song, and then all of a sudden, the kid took off in this heavy metal, psychedelic screaming guitar solo, and they all turned and looked at the kid just screamed, going crazy. So his guitar, fell on his knees and did the whole routine. And, immediately they went to commercial. Next scene, the kid was gone.
Yeah, well, he violated the premise, so they kicked him off the show.
It was probably the best moment of Porter Wagoner I ever saw.
That's hysterical, man. That is really hysterical. And I'm sure the television audience started going crazy, too.
Oh, yeah. The crowd was... The weird part was half the crowd was 75% of the crowd was screaming, angrily. And 25% were just clapping and cheering and going crazy.
Man, that is live TV.
I love live TV.
Yeah, and it's too bad it's gone. Andy, thank you, man.
All right, I'll let you go, buddy.
All right, see ya. Yeah, live TV in the old days, and most of you are too young to remember this, all these weird things would happen. They had these technical glitches and problems, and they were hysterical when they would happen. Two quick ones that I know of. There used to be this guy in Southern California by the name of Chick Hearn. I believe was his name. No, I'm sorry. It was Ralph Williams, who had this dog named Storm. And he cut these, he would host these all-night movies on KTTV Channel 11. And Storm would always rest on the hood of the vehicle. And he'd be standing in front of it, talking about Ralph Williams Ford, or whatever it was. One night I'm watching about 2 o'clock in the morning, and Ralph Williams is talking. And Storm, all of a sudden, gets down off the car, goes up to, the front right tire, hikes his leg, and takes a leak. I told people the next day, hey, man, you should have seen this on TV. And nobody believed me that it happened, but it did. And then the other one I remember is I used to watch wrestling on Channel 5 with Dick Lane, who I met later on in life. But Dick Lane was conducting this interview with this guy named Mark Lewin, this wrestler named Mark Lewin. And these two other wrestlers, Freddie Blassie, King of Men, originator of the term pencil neck geek, and Buddy Austin, they came on the set. Lane was holding this plastic radio, and he said, Dick, I had been down at Children's Hospital visiting these sick kids, and they were so happy to see me that they gave me this radio. And then Austin and Blassie come charging onto the set. Let me see that. And Austin grabs it and starts smashing it over Mark Lewin's head and drops the F-bomb live on television. All these kids watching. Funny thing is, they had no wrestling interviews for weeks after that. Here's John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, Jay Marvin. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
I've called your show a few times, and I like your show. I want to let you know that John F. Kennedy is like my favorite all-time president. I'm only 28 years old, but I've done a lot of research on him, and I really love him as a person. I mean, he just was unbelievably great to the American people, and I mean, if we had more JFKs, that would be this, you know, United States would be a better place. I just want to talk about his assassination. I know that you were saying that it was the mafia and what you believe. And to me, I mean, one of his speeches that gets me is where he starts off by saying the word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And that speech, to me, after listening to it so many times, I think he's, like, telling us about, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but the New World Order, and I'm definitely not a Republican. I just kind of got involved with that, and I don't know. To me, that's who killed him. That's who I believe killed him.
Why do you think the New World Order killed him?
The reason why I think that is because he was planning on the Federal Reserve going bankrupt. He was actually going to let them go bankrupt and create own money for us, by the people, for the people, instead of going through the Federal Reserve. And that's why. I mean, he was going to set up a program to where he was going to make the Federal Reserve go bankrupt and start our own money for the people, by the people. Because what I've been told is that our Federal Reserve money is not really owned by the people. It's kind of owned by, I really don't know. I think bankers at a certain point, Rockefeller or, so on and so forth. But I really don't know the whole conclusion of it, but I do have some ideas of it and so on and so forth. But, yeah, I just...
Well, the only thing I know... Look, the only thing I know about this is that Ted Lee told me that he suspected that the CIA was involved and that the Cuban exiles and the mafia were involved. And I asked him why he thought that. And he said to me, because, you know, there was something wrong with Lee Harvey Oswald. And I said, well, what do you mean there's something wrong with him? He said, I issued his card to the Fair Play for Cuba committee. And he said, Oswald wasn't straight. He collected money and pocketed it. He had connections with numerous shady characters. And there was just not something right about that. And we felt all along that he was two things. One, connected to the government, and two, that he was a patsy. In other words, this is a guy who Lee believed had been recruited and was somehow connected to the CIA. Then you have to remember, too, that in those years, there was a great deal of anger at Kennedy by the Cuban Exile Committee because, Bay of Pigs, they wanted to retake the island, which, didn't happen because Kennedy called it off, and then there's some question of whether they could have done it anyway. So that's all I know about it. That's all I know about it, and I don't know anything more, and so I don't know if there was a conspiracy to kill him or not, but I know one thing's for sure. Lee Harvey Oswald was not on the level. And that's all I know. John, thanks, man.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. 303-713-7600, open phones for now. 637, 37 minutes after the hour. John Turk with traffic for now.
Jay, you may be dealing with some foggy issues around town, mostly north and south of the Denver area. Going to see it from 84th on up into the Fort Collins. Some areas only a quarter mile of visibility. Also occurring on Monument Hill south of town on 25. Got an injury accident on Morrison Road just west of Wadsworth at Balsam Lane. One of the parties was ejected from the vehicle there, so that is going to be in your way for quite some time. Also got an accident on the ramp from Sheridan onto eastbound 6th Avenue. And if you're traveling westbound on I-70 around Interstate 270, we have some metal debris on the road, which has already caused a couple of flat tires. Your forecast, sunshine and clouds mixed with a high of 54. Tomorrow, warmer with highs in the lower 60s. And on Sunday, a high of around 56. Currently 19 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
American Family Insurance Agent gets to know you before something happens, so you'll have the best care if something happens.
An urgent message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center. Hello. Do you still need to book a hotel for your holiday travel? Well, you won't believe this, but Orbitz is having a hotel sale where you save 20% on your hotel stay this week only. Could this be fate or just coincidence? I have no idea. Just hurry to Orbitz.com and book before this Sunday, November 23rd, to save on your hotel.
Valid for travel, 11-17-08-13-09, booked by 11-23-08, see site for details.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Put in the effort to make sure that the ingredients are the freshest possible. They're spaghetti, they're pizzas, they're just absolutely marvelous. And as a matter of fact, you can build your own mountain pie. Their sandwiches are made with authentic San Francisco sourdough French bread. They fly it in. Their soup and salad bar has over 30 fresh garden greats. And they've got healthy options available, too, from gluten-free pizza to the Smart Meal menu, which qualifies for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's Smart Meal Seal. So visit Bojo's.com for money-saving coupon and all of Bojo's locations. Boy, you got people coming in from out of town? Show them the Colorado way. Show them Bojo's Pizza. Mmm, it's good.
A company website? Ho-hum. Everyone has one. A company website that attracts, involves, stimulates, and enhances your brand? Now you're talking Emulous. Emulous bridges the technology gap for businesses large and small, interactive, passionate, and proud to deliver amazing results for forward-thinking companies. Log on to Emulous.com, I-M-U-L-U-S.com, delivering web design and enhanced marketing solutions for their clients. 303-247-0550 or online at Emulous.com.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-500-5714. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-500-5714. 1-800-500-5714.
Leonard's answer to Neil. 6:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home, Alabama, which is home to some people, but not to me and never will be. Mostly sunny, high today 51, open phones at 303-713-7600. Then coming up later on this morning, we're going to have a no-holds-barred discussion between 7 and 8 o'clock about the automobile bailout with Tim Jackson. He's the president of the Colorado Automotive Dealers Association. He attended this week's U.S. House Committee hearings in Washington, D.C. We'll have Christy Harvey at 8. At 8:30, we're going to talk to Philip Norman. He's written a brand-new book about John Lennon. And then we'll talk to the world's smartest man, David Sirota, at 9 o'clock, or David may come in earlier. And then, check this out, 7 hours of radio today. John and I will sit in for Tom Hartman. So you'll hear me again tonight. Whew, that's a scary thought. And we'll be national again. This marks the first time in, about 6 or 7 months. So we're going to do 7 hours of radio straight here. All right, let's jump back on the phones, and we go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
One step closer to January 20th. That's all I've got to say.
Boy, it can't get here soon enough, man.
I know. And wouldn't you figure, I mean, George Bush, as we all know, despite having an MBA, you know, ran an oil company into the ground. You know, he's one of the few people in the world who couldn't make money drilling for oil, couldn't manage the Texas Rangers, and now he's done it to the entire U.S. economy.
I think it's more than just him. I think this whole 28 or 30 year business about free markets this and free markets that and deregulation this and deregulation that. Well, listen,
no, I agree.
I hate to quote Pastor Wright, but the chickens have come home to roost here.
Yeah, and Phil Graham had a lot to do with this, especially.
Yeah, he did have a lot to do with it. He removed the Glass-Steagall Act. That's a bad thing, too. And we have to hold Phil responsible. Okay, I got two lines open here at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Roy in Lyons. Roy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, I want to just mention Channel 6 has been running a series called The Great American Experience or something like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Wednesday night they had a documentary on JFK.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't watch it, but I knew it was on there.
Yeah, well, it was amazing. I watched it. But anyway, the main reason I called was to figure out whether you remember a guy by the name of Chef Woolley.
Oh, sure. He did the Flying Purple People Eater, which was a big top 40 hit. But he was also active in country music, and I'm trying to think of some of his titles, and I can't remember them. And I'm also almost sure that he sung under another name. And I want to say that other name is Simon Crumb, but I don't think that that's the case. I think that's somebody else. But Chef Woolley was not only a music performer, but he was also an actor. He did a lot of stuff. And the Flying Purple People Eater, of course, was one of those songs like the Alvin and the Chipmunk stuff.
Exactly.
Where they experimented with you know, speeding the tracks up.
Yeah, it was one of the first high-tech use of analog data.
Yeah,
one might say.
Actually, I think the person that invented that idea was David Seville, whose real name was David Bagdasarian.
That's right.
And he was a creator of the Chipmunks.
Well, the reason I got into this was that I just ordered a 10-CD box set from Time Life, entitled Oldies But Goodies. And one of these, two of these CDs are entitled One Hit Wonders.
Oh, and there's a bunch of them.
And there's a whole bunch of them. Like Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day,
right.
Blue Angel by the Penguins.
Yep.
And Sea of Love by Phil Phillips and the Twilights.
Although that one's been recut. That song's been recut. Yeah.
That's great.
What's his name from Led Zeppelin did it? Robert Plant recut that song.
Robert Plant. No kidding.
Yeah.
How about that?
And what other one hits do they have on there?
Alley-Oop by the Hollywood Argyles.
Yeah, you know who the Hollywood Argyles were? The Hollywood Argyles were Gary S. Paxton, who later went on to write Woman Sensuous Woman for Don Gibson and had a bunch of other hits and was also a record producer. And I'll tell you a story about him. He then turned to religious music. And so one night in Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm sitting in this restaurant at the Holiday, at Howard Johnson's. They still have any Howard Johnson's around here? Anyway, I was sitting.
No, they're more back east.
Yeah, they used to call them Hojo's. Anyway, right. We're sitting in Hojo's, and I don't know, we're talking about something having to do. Don Gibson had been in town. That's what we were talking about. And we were talking about the fact that he had sung this song, Woman Sensuous Woman. And this guy sitting behind me says, oh, hey, I wrote that song. And I said, well, who are you? And he said, well, I'm Gary S. Paxton.
Oh,
and I said, wow, the guy, I said, yeah, you did write it. And you were also behind that song, Alley-Oop. And he said, yeah. And then that's when I started getting this discussion with him about the fact that, you know, he'd gotten into religious music. And he's still alive. And God knows how much money he's made out of those songs. And by the way, somebody called in to tell us that that Chef Woolley also recorded under the name Ben Colder and also Chef Woolley. So, and somebody tells me that Alley-Oop by the Argyles was the first song WLS played when it went to rock in 1960, and that could possibly be the case.
So this seems to follow you around.
Well, you know, the damnedest thing is that you run into these people in the weirdest places. And, you know, coincidences and things just happen. And that was a coincidence running into Gary S. Paxton. And I've also run into other songwriters the same way. Just kind of like there they are, and then you start talking to them. There used to be this guy, I can't think of his name now, who wrote a bunch of songs for Cal Smith, which probably nobody remembers, called one of the big hits was Country Bumpkin, and then he had a bunch of other ones. And this guy would sit there, and he was when I bumped into him, he was writing a song lyric on the back of a napkin.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just run into these people. I don't run into them much anymore, but there was a period in my life where I just seemed to run in to all of these people, or they would,
call. Yeah, well, you know, I think a lot of this is coming back. I mean, the very fact that Time Life has compiled this 10-piece set.
Well, because the baby boomers are large, and also the kids are looking back on that that music as well.
Yeah,
Roy, thank you.
Something new.
I appreciate it. Yeah, they are.
Well, yeah.
Thanks,
well,
Roy.
Well,
thanks. I appreciate it. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones 303-713-7600. John Turk with open traffic.
Jason, dense fog along the I-25 corridor north and south of Denver. Going to see it from 84th Avenue up into Fort Collins, also on the south end over Monument Hill. The drive around Denver looking pretty good right now. Slow speeds in the normal spots, but traffic does look a little lighter than we're used to seeing. One serious accident out there on Morrison Road just west of Wadsworth. Your forecast, cold and cloudy in the morning, followed by sunshine this afternoon. Highs are going to be in the lower 50s. Right now, 19 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota stores want to be your number one choice to help you keep your Toyota in great shape. Check out this month's service.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center celebrating their Red Kettle Kickoff with the Denver Nuggets at the Pepsi Center Thursday, November 27th. See the Red Shield's boys and girls basketball team, the Starlights cheerleaders, and the Salvation Army's brass band perform live. Festivities begin at 2:30 and the Nuggets play the New Orleans Hornets at 8:30. To purchase tickets, call the Red Shield at 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Ticket prices range between $20 and $35. Make it a night of fun and entertainment at Pepsi Center and see how you have touched the lives of so many children through your generous donations. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield. Doing the most good.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Vizio HD TVs and Magnavox Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And James Bond, rated PG-13, is now available on Blu-ray and DVD. So now you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Scott from SoulSource. I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news is the rebates from your local utility are going down. The good news, the federal tax credit has been extended. You can get a 30% tax credit for your home and business when you install a solar electric system. And here's more good news. The state is working on even more incentives for the other renewable energy systems that SoulSource provides, like solar hot water and wind. Call SoulSource today at 303-297-1874 or find us on the web at soulsourceinc.com.
Monday through Friday and Saturday from 9:30 to 3 in the afternoon, or call them with your questions at 303-777-GOLD. That's 303-777-GOLD. And let me tack on a quick PS on this deal. There are a lot of people out there who are advertising right now saying, oh, you got coins? You got jewelry? You never wear that stuff? Bring it in and get quick cash. Be careful of who you deal with. Make sure you deal with Rocky Mountain Coin.
Okay, here we go. If you're listening right now, you're one lucky person because you're going to get a free bottle of Vigorize from Purity Products. Now, to find out how to claim your free bottle, give us a call at 1-800-400-7619. That's right. Purity Products is doing a $1 million radio giveaway of their exclusive Vigorize capsules because they want everyone to experience the energizing health benefits of their clinically tested Vigorize. Now, everyone wants to manage their stress levels, but all-natural Vigorize also has powerful benefits for mental and physical vigor, even healthy focus. And since Vigorize harnesses the power of Rosuvin, one of Europe's leading stress and energy support ingredients, well, you're going to feel the difference. Try it before you buy it. Experience the miracle of clinically tested Vigorize yourself with a free bottle. Call 1-800-400-7619. Fight fatigue, manage your daily stress, and experience increased physical and mental vigor. For your free bottle, call now. 1-800-400-7619. That's 1-800-400-7619.
Led Zeppelin. Hemad Head Music.
54 minutes after the hour. Good morning. Mostly sunny. High today, 51. J. Marvin, hopelessly trapped in the past, clawing my way into the future. Check us out digitally at am760.net or check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com. If you got Facebook, go to our Facebook page, which is Turn Left with J. Marvin. And then I've also got a Facebook page, and so does John Turk. And I recently signed up for Twitter, and I have no idea how that works. Let me go to Jane in Castle Rock. Jane, you're on AM760. Good morning.
We've been talking a little bit about country music.
Right.
And I was watching the CMA Awards a couple of weeks ago, and I thought about you because it was you've been saying that the country music is sort of turning into rock music or more like it.
Yeah, I kind of think it is.
And the CMA Awards had all of the background effects. Flashing lights and noise and of a rock star rock show, and and the way the women dressed, it was more to promote their sexuality or whatever. And I just thought about you, and I thought, I hope it's not turning into rock, because I hated country music when I was a teenager. It was all popular, Frank Sinatra, you know, and all that.
Well, Frank Sinatra wasn't really country music.
I know. I mean, that's what I liked then. That's what I used to like, and I thought, I'll never like that old hillbilly stuff. But over the years, country's changed, and Frank Sinatra's gone, and I really love some of the country music. And
well, country music was intended to be white man's blues, what it was intended to be, and it was part of it was copied from African Americans, and part of it was copied from the whole mountain
immigrants from the
the whole bluegrass experience thing. That's what it was supposed to be. Then it became, slowly but surely, then it started to change, and the first signs of change were country stations playing Olivia Newton-John and John Denver. Then the second wave of change came when groups like Alabama and other groups started to show up, and it was at that point that I turned to Mary and said, "You know what? I'm not doing this anymore."
Well, I'm sure you heard of Emmy Lou Harris. Did you like her?
Oh yeah, I liked Emmy Lou Harris back in the days when she played with Graham Parsons, and I love Graham Parsons. I love Emmy Lou Harris, and I'm proud to say on the radio that I once got a kiss on the lips from Emmy Lou Harris.
Oh my gosh.
That was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I love her styling and her voice and everything. She was just great. I don't know what happened to her, but I suppose
she's still around. She's still around. She's still making music.
Is she? You don't hear it on KYGO.
KYGO on those stations, because KYGO doesn't play very good country music, in my opinion. I mean, most of that stuff is just crap, and it's all the new stuff. But you know what? To the people who like it and to the people who like the newer stuff, God bless them, because when it comes to that particular format, I just got to tell you, I'm mired in the past, and the only thing that I really like is the Dixie Chicks. But other than that, I'm just mired in the past, and I admit that.
What happened to the Dixie Chicks?
There's Dixie Chicks. They're still around. They're still around.
I don't hear them much. Maybe that's why, because KYGO. But there's a station, or there was, over in Boulder, and I used to send them some money one time, so then they. But they quit requesting now because I haven't sent anything. But they played the old silver.
I believe they still do. You're talking about KGNU?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, they still do.
Some of the music that you could even hear the chickens in the background.
Well, you can get all this stuff, too, on the Internet.
Really?
Yeah, it's out there. Jane, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I go back to the days of Johnny Bush and Ray Price, George Jones and Merle Haggard, who's recovering from a malignant tumor in his lungs. It'll just kill me if anything happens to him. Lefty Frizzell, Bob Wills, Kitty Wells, all those people. 6:58, coming up next, the automobile industry.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about a new AM760 sponsor, Replace a Lens. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go Lab Direct with Replace a Lens for the lowest prices in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM 760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair. Bifocals for $40 a pair and progressive no-line bifocals at just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver in the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303-752-1234 or go to replacealens.com. Progressive Lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens, 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234. And at replacealens.com.
0115 or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Listen to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, online at AM760.net. Don't miss a minute of AM 760 from work, courtesy of John Buckley, Attorney at Law. JBuckleyLaw.com. It's AM 760 on AM760.net.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The holiday season could be a little easier on millions of out-of-work Americans. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Why is that, Peter?
Some reassurance for them, Frank. The president this morning has signed a new law extending unemployment benefits. It means up to three additional months of help for people whose benefits have simply run out. The White House had been cool to this extension, but with job creation flat and 10 million Americans out of work, Mr. Bush signed the extension. He's now on the way to a weekend summit in Lima, Peru.
When trading begins on Wall Street 30 minutes from now, the stock market, measured by the S&P 500, will stand at an 11-year low. The Dow Industrials have lost more than 400 points in each of the last two trading sessions. But the market seems poised for an early rebound. S&P futures are up 20 points. Investors are encouraged by a report that beaten-down Citigroup may put itself up for sale. Investment officer Michael Farr says selling even part of the company would help.
For them to take a more narrow focus is something they said they wouldn't do, but when desperate for capital, I think they need to keep all options on the table.
The money is tight all over, and a lot of us have decided to save a watt, and that could force power companies to rethink their business strategy. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. In what way, Steve?
Well, they may pull the plug on some of the big money they're planning to spend over the next two decades to modernize. If they invest too much and demand drops, customers and shareholders will have to foot the bill. A Minnesota utility CEO tells the Wall Street Journal home energy use there dropped 3% from August through September, first drop he's seen in 40 years. Some companies are surveying customers to see if this is because of the rough economy, conservation, or something else. Frank?
Attorney General Michael Mukasey, who collapsed in the middle of a Washington speech last night, was well enough to take a get-well phone call from President Bush at around 7 o'clock this morning. Justice Department spokeswoman Gina Talamona said Mukasey was conscious in the ambulance on his way to the hospital.
The Attorney General is conscious, conversant, and alert. His vital statistics are strong, and he's in good spirits.
A transition official says President-elect Obama is on track to nominate Hillary Clinton for Secretary of State in the next couple of weeks. CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant says the process is moving along.
We understand that she's had substantive conversations with Senator Obama about her role and that the issues of the income and disclosure for the former president, Bill Clinton, have been cleared up.
Twilight, the vampire yarn aimed at teenage girls, opened in theaters from coast to coast last night to rave reviews for the most part.
Without words. I'm without words. It was the greatest thing.
Read the books, loved the books. Did not love the movie.
But why were teenagers going to the movies at midnight on a school night? National PTA leader Jean Harp Domini wonders what mom and dad were thinking.
Ultimately, the responsibility is the parents to put some guidelines down and let their children know what they're allowed to do.
This is CBS News.
How to properly insulate your wallet. Step 1. Go to the Home Depot and purchase insulation. Step 2. Seal your home and install insulation. It can help save up to 20% on your heating and cooling costs. Step 3. Use the money you save to insulate your wallet.
At the Home Depot, we've lowered the price on over 1,000 products throughout the store to help you get ready for winter, including energy-efficient items like insulation. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for details.
An urgent message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hello. Do you still need to book a hotel for your holiday travel?
Well, you won't believe this, but Orbitz is having a hotel sale where you save 20% on your hotel stay this week only. Could this be fate or just coincidence?
I have no idea.
Just hurry to Orbitz.com and book before this Sunday, November 23rd, to save on your hotel.
Valid for travel 11-17-08-11-09-23-08-6-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-
update. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits locally up 86% over this time last year. Unemployed Coloradans having to wait on hold for up to 2 hours to ask about unemployment insurance benefits.
I think it's just our inability with our staffing levels to get to the number of people that are trying to get to us.
State Unemployment Insurance Director Mike Cullen talking with 9 News. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper says the city's doing what it can to save money. He's offered city employees an unpaid day off a week from today.
The more we can save money and find every way we can find some savings, the thing we don't want to do is start having to lay people off.
Hickenlooper believes a large number of city workers will take that furlough day the day after Thanksgiving. A Catholic priest convicted of indecent exposure for jogging naked around a high school track sentenced to 5 years probation. Reverend Robert Wipke must also complete 100 hours of community service and register as a sex offender. The Denver Archdiocese says Wipke was placed on leave last year. He served at parishes in Frederick, Meade, and Erie. And paper-pushing Denver city workers will now have a chance to do some pedal pushing. The city's rolling out a bike loan program for employees. It features 30 bicycles for checkout at the Webb building, 40 more bikes to be added in the spring. It's part of Denver's plan to encourage alternative transportation. And more ski resorts open today. Vail gets the lifts rolling, as does Eldora Ski Area in Nederland. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And really, so far, so good out across the highways. Just the standard delays on this Friday morning as southbound I-25 loaded up, approaching 104th down to 84th. Going to catch a real good break, and then that stop and go starts approaching I-70, getting down through Spear. Eastbound 270, a slow ride, I-25 down through Vasquez. Westbound I-76, a little filled in from I-270, making your way down towards that I-25 merge. But fortunately, we aren't dealing with any major highway problems. Got a big crash out to the west, though, that has pretty much blocked up Morrison Road just west of Wadsworth. That's going to be under investigation for a while. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Having a hard time finding great gift ideas you can afford this year? Find the perfect gift at the perfect price at Gifts.com. You'll find fantastic choices for every budget from the top brands, special offers, free shipping, and more. Go to Gifts.com and gift it right.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 707, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today 51. And you're talking about tough enough. I'll tell you who's having a tough time, and you all know it, is automobile dealerships here in Colorado and here along the Front Range. With me is Tim Jackson. He's been on here before. He's president of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. He attended this week's U.S. House Committee hearing in Washington, D.C. Go to coloradodealers.org. And, Tim, welcome back to the show.
You bet. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for the opportunity to be on here. It is a tough time.
It's a very tough time. What is sales down, about 34%?
Varied parts. Right now we're predicting for the year, that would be October and November is probably 30% to 40%. For the year, we expect to be down between 20% and 25% and have the worst year in automotive retail in Colorado and nationwide probably in the last 25 years.
All right. You know what's being debated. You know that the rescue plan, or some people call it the bailout plan, is being debated. I think most people
in this country realize that if General Motors alone goes down, you're talking 1 to 2 million people in the unemployment line. This country's economy cannot take that kind of a shock, so we have to do something. But where do you stand on this?
Well, and this is a great question, and that's what I hope we can spend some time on this morning, because I think it infuriates the public, the idea of a bailout to the big three automakers. And I understand, because they're conditioned to, after the $700 billion bailout, rescue package, whatever you want to call it, that this is another bailout. What the auto manufacturers, domestic, are asking for are loans, low-interest loans that will be repaid, 5% over the next 5 years, and the 7-year loans in the last 2 years, they'd be at 7% interest. The only way it's a gimme or a gift or a handout or a bailout is if any of them fail and the government can't collect the money. But the government would have a stake in the assets, just like the asset relief bill in as a part of the $700 billion. So the government's getting assets as collateral. Right now, they wouldn't need it from the government and shouldn't need it from the government, but here in the U.S. and largely internationally, there's been a huge meltdown in the credit markets. So they're not able to get it in the private credit markets. And if they're not able to get it there and they're not able to get it from investors, then their only resort is government-backed securities. And I know that's debatable, and some people don't believe in that, but the federal government is doing it every day through the SBA. They're loaning money as a matter of public policy. The federal government is loaning money as a matter of public policy through the Small Business Administration to small businesses, half of them will fail.
Wait a minute. The only trouble is, and you talk to people with the Small Business Administration people, and you talk to some of these organizations that represent small business, a lot of that small business money is getting diverted to large corporations, and it's not seeing the little guys are not seeing it under this administration. But nevertheless, I think we all agree that we have to do something. Now, those guys showing up to Capitol Hill flying jets in there, you know, that sours everybody's feelings. It's like, what in the world are you doing?
Right. The symbolism couldn't have been worse. It was the worst move they could have made. And I was embarrassed for them. I was sitting second row behind them, and when that came up, I thought, you know, oh my God, what kind of symbolism is this? It was a bad decision on their part. I mean, they didn't even jet pool together.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't even jet pool. They brought their individual jets, and that's terrible symbolism, and it raises the question, the obvious question. Do they get it? You know, do they understand what they're asking for and what they're doing to demonstrate their own practices and policies? And I don't think anybody in the industry, I can tell you no auto dealer in Colorado or anybody in our industry that I know of, thought that was a good move. In fact, everybody thought it was a stupid move, and it was.
The other thing is, the other argument behind this is the one you get from, like, say, for instance, Mitt Romney, who wrote a op-ed piece in the New York Times here a couple of days ago, saying that the best thing to do is to let them fail and file Chapter 11 and reorganize.
Right, and that is really the way I see it, Jay. That's the debate that we're in right now. It's either government-backed loans to the industry that would be paid back with interest, or Chapter 11. And you know, the reason I came on the reason I want to have the dialogue, and we want to have the dialogue, is just so everybody, the public, understands the dynamic. And I think, by the way, right now, if the public had a vote on this, there isn't any way that domestics would get, you know, if the public was voting on even the loans, they wouldn't get the vote to do it. But I think the public really needs to understand the dynamic of this industry in the U.S. economy. And Barack Obama, in his first press conference, said we cannot afford to let this industry fail. It's 10%. It represents 10% of all the jobs in the U.S. when you count not only the manufacturers, but the supplier network,
right,
the dealer network,
sure,
the tow trucks, the taxis. I mean, the automotive sector is 10% of the economy, and we can't afford to let it fail. Now, in Chapter 11, the fear, and the CEOs express this, and I do understand this. I think we all have to understand this. The thing that keeps coming up, most people reference, and I saw the Mitt Romney column in the New York Times on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
I don't know that he references, but most people reference the U.S. airlines, and almost every major airline has been in and back out of bankruptcy as a downsized organization, got rid of a lot of labor costs and other operating costs. But when you think about it, for the auto industry has never been through this the way the airline industry has, but it is a different animal.
And well, you're talking about more. First of all, you're talking about more employees.
Yeah, and more tentacles. It's like an octopus with tentacles throughout the economy. And the fear on the part of the industry and the CEOs and the public on that option is, think about it. If United Airlines is in bankruptcy or Frontier as they are now, and somebody wants to fly somewhere and they still see them flying, no flights have been canceled, they're still flying their normal schedule every day, what are we risking? We're risking $300 to $600 on a ticket. For an auto industry, for an auto manufacturer, if, say, GM, Ford, or Chrysler were in bankruptcy, you're looking at $30,000 to $50,000 investment that the consumer is taking out a loan on, is going to be paying off for the next 3 to 6 years. The average consumer loan now on a new car is closer to 72 months than it is 60 months. It's amazing. And then will you buy that car from a manufacturer or a brand that's in going through Chapter 11? And GM has done surveys on this, and 80% of the public answer just the way you did, Jay. They say, no, we wouldn't buy from a brand that's in bankruptcy.
You know, the biggest GM, the biggest sector that I hear from, and that you see in various automotive chat areas and online places where you can post, you know, the people who are scared to death are all the Corvette owners.
Right.
Because they think, well, this is the end of America's original sports car.
Right. All the gearheads, the car nuts. And we're all gearheads and car nuts. If you have the $100,000, you bought the new $100,000 Corvette last year. What's the value on that with a GM bankruptcy? And that's an excellent point.
Down the tubes.
Right. And that's a concern on bankruptcy. Without a doubt, one can make the argument, as Mitt Romney did very eloquently in his column, that is an option. But when you weigh the risk and the risk versus reward on these, it's fully understandable, at least to us, some of us in the industry, why the governmental-backed loans would be a better option than the bankruptcy.
Okay. I want to take calls on this. So any questions about this, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I also want to remind you, be the third caller sometime this hour, and when you hear the Johnny Cash song, at 303-631-2760, that's 303-631-2760, and you'll win a copy of the CD-DVD America and get entered in to win the grand prize, a box set live at Folsom Prison, courtesy of Sony Legacy Records. Good move, Jay. Good for Maddox in promoting that well ahead of time. I only got to it now, so I get an F from the programming department. All right, we're going to go take some traffic, but I want to leave these three things for you to think about while we're in traffic, and then you can answer on the other side. One, I am tired of the spin being that it's labor's fault, okay? And that really angers me. Don't put it off on us. It's Rick Wagner's fault and those folks' fault. Two, why can't we do this? Why can't the federal government buy shares in the major three automakers, gain voting rights on the board, get the auto industry to do what they should do, more fuel-efficient cars, greener, better practices? And then third, once you get them back on their feet, turn around and sell off the government's shares slowly but surely at a profit, in which the taxpayers would then get their money back. Okay, think about that, and we'll come back. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, and we're talking about the automobile industry and the bailout if you are rescue or loans. 303-713-7600. Tim Jackson is here. Tim is the president of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association, and we'll get back to this. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7. Speaking of automobiles, here's Turk to check out the traffic.
Jay, traffic is still looking pretty decent around town, especially on the highways. You are going to run into some stop and go in a few different areas. First, southbound 25 as you approach downtown after 48th Avenue in Commerce City. Eastbound 270 full from 25 on the approach to Vasquez. Also looking at jams on the south end on eastbound C-470 from Broadway up to Quebec as you're moving out of Highlands Ranch. We do have a serious head-on collision. It shut down Morrison Road just west of Wadsworth. Expect some investigation and some lengthy delays in that area. Also got a crash northbound Colorado Boulevard at Bruce Randolph, and one back on the south end, Lincoln Avenue at Stonegate. Also got light malfunctions at 6th and Bannock. Your forecast, sunshine and clouds mixed with sunshine and clouds mixed, a high of 54 tomorrow.
Some search engines can lead you right to dangerous links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Melissa's Google page with Yahoo and put a wild boar in a closet.
Why's my closet squealing?
Well, only Yahoo Search has McAfee protection built in to warn you of hidden dangers.
Like a pig in your closet?
Like viruses and spyware. Watch. Yahoo puts a red alert by potentially unsafe sites so you know where not to go.
That's helpful. Nice, Piggy.
Switch to Yahoo Search, the safer way to get straight to your answers at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Checked before the cold weather hits. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 or check out the website at www.jackmicekhvac.com. That's 303-463-8541 or www.jackmicekhvac.com. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today.
7:20, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Speaking of automobiles, which is what we're doing, if you want to get the most bang for your auto buck and maybe you want a four-wheel, all-wheel, or front-wheel drive vehicle to take on the winter. You want something with more fuel efficiency. The place to save money is Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal. Now, we've talked about this before. I want to talk to you again about it. And that is about the idea that you buy a new car, the minute you roll it off the lot, okay? The minute it's gone, you take a depreciation. At Rocky's, you save on that depreciation cost. And I think Rocky's pretty much proves what kind of people they are. They put on that Operation Freebird. They gave out 3,000 certificates for free turkeys to those who otherwise would not have much of a Thanksgiving. They care about the community that they live and work in. And they go the extra mile for you. They have their matching down incentive. They'll show you the book price, and they definitely want to see your trade-in. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera. Get out there and see Isaac Harris. Any of the folks at Rocky's will take care of you. Got great hours, too. 9 in the morning till 8 in the evening, Monday through Saturday. Rocky's Autos at the fabulous historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Warning, the following is a list of chilling statistics. A child goes missing every 40 seconds in the United States. One out of every six American women have been the victims of an attempted or completed rape. 15% of sexual assault and rape victims are under age 12. Do something about it immediately to protect you and your family. A new public awareness program, FreeSexOfenderAlert.com, has been created specially dedicated to the protection of the community against convicted sex offenders. FreeSexOfenderAlert.com exposes the real names and photos of convicted sex offenders in your area, and now you have access to all the information. Log on to freesexoffenderalert.com. Know the location of convicted sex offenders in your area as their movements are tracked and updated. Even receive email alerts when a predator moves within 5 miles of your home. Discover just who is in your neighborhood before the unthinkable happens. Protect yourself and your family by logging on now to freesexoffenderalert.com. freesexoffenderalert.com.
This morning at 10.
Democrats have nailed the big three, saying, look, you got until December 2nd to show us a plan. If you want the money, we'll bring you the latest. Right-wing talkers are trying to scare Americans into the idea that the Democratic Congress is going to take away their 401k. Congressman George Miller is going to be setting the record straight on that. And a Wall Street columnist is now blaming the recession on the war on Christmas. Yeah, right.
The Ed Schultz Show. This morning at 10 on AM 760, Colorado. Progressive Talk.
So 23 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Tim Jackson. He's president of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. We're talking about the struggle in the auto industry. 303-713-7600. Should the federal government help out the auto industry, or should they not? And we'll take your calls about that. And I got a couple of lines open. All right, you want to answer my questions, and then we can take calls, or do you want to take calls first?
However you want to do it, Jay. I'd be glad to answer your questions or take calls.
All right, let's squeeze in a couple of calls.
Sure.
Here's Anthony in Aurora. Anthony, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, my biggest comment would be, and it's more of a question, is at this point in our economy, wouldn't it be a good time for us as a government to possibly start investing our Social Security in these companies, because it will set up for quite possibly privatization. So if we're throwing not necessarily $700 billion, it's more like $850 that everybody forgets about. But, and then with the auto industry, we could take all those funds and, yeah, invest it into these companies that we feel that are viable and use it as an investment tool to help secure Social Security and some of our other issues. Because if we believe in what we're doing, it shouldn't be that big of a risk. And why buy, you know, people like to buy when things are low. Would it be a good idea?
Well, certainly things are low today. I mean, GM stock hit a 30-year low, I think it was, or between 30 and 40-year low just earlier this week. And then it doubled on Wednesday. I don't know if the investors thought they were going to get the deal or what, but that didn't happen yet. As far as investing Social Security funds, that's a huge controversy in and of itself that I'm not sure we have time to debate today, or Jay wants to turn the program into a Social Security privatization or investment forum. But one thing, and Jay has talked about it, is the government having a seat at the table in the boardrooms on GM and Ford. Now, Chrysler is privately held, but they could still have an ownership interest in it. But certainly if you believe that the I guess the first question the public has to ask is having a domestic automotive industry in the U.S. worthwhile?
Yes.
Is it valuable to the country? Is it important? And GM celebrated its 100th anniversary in September of this year. The Model T was rolled out 100 years ago this year. So the industry has a storied history in this country. During both World Wars I and II, the domestic automotive manufacturers were called upon to manufacture military fleet equipment. And so they shut down automotive production. There's no model years for cars during the World War II, the heavy years in World War II, for example, because the factories were turned into military fleet production. And if these manufacturers go away, we don't have any domestic manufacturing. We've totally lost our manufacturing base in the U.S. Would you not agree, Jim?
I would agree, and then I believe it becomes a national security issue.
It is to a degree a national security issue, although that hasn't been raised much in the public domain, but it is a national security issue. If the U.S. government, if the military would have to contract with Japanese, German, or Korean-based manufacturers to build military fleet equipment.
See, I don't want that. What about you, Anthony? What's your reaction to that?
Well, I completely agree. I mean, it's scary no matter what we do. I mean, even on a day-to-day basis, as, you know, a family, it's scary what to do. And when you're looking at buying a car, one of the biggest, I've sold cars. The biggest things that you look at, we're taught to look at appreciation and depreciation of an asset. And domestic lines statistically haven't had that because they haven't been making themselves as appealable when it comes down to a used vehicle. You could buy a used Malibu, you know, a lot cheaper than you could buy a used Accord. And I think the big three should definitely focus on resale value. Because just like you were saying earlier, if they're going to go through bankruptcy, how many people are going to want them? So they're going to be like Daewoo, where, you know, a used vehicle's on the lot and they're worth $3,000 and they're paid, you know, $12,000.
I think Isuzu's going through that too. They're pulling out of the North American market.
Right.
So if you have one of those,
Right. Dayu is a good one to bring up. You brought up Dayu. And I told Jay earlier during a break, we had a meeting on Monday with five dealers, and they were a cross-section of the dealer body. We had a Honda and Hyundai dealer. We had a Chevrolet dealer. We had a dealer who has almost all domestics, and then Suzuki. And then we had the largest publicly traded group in the country. And then we had another local multi-line dealer. The Honda dealer talked about when Dayu went through bankruptcy, he couldn't trade a trading customer out of a Dayu because he couldn't afford to invest in it. Because when he went to sell it, which is what he's going to do, no lender would loan money on it.
Exactly.
That was a good issue to bring up, Andrew, because that's a microcosm. This scenario would play out on a much, much dynamically larger scale if GM, Ford, or Chrysler went through what Dayu went through. Dayu was as they say, a pimple on the backside of an elephant when it compares to the domestic manufacturers.
Yeah, to GM and Ford and everything. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate the call. 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about the auto rescue or bailout or whatever you want to call it. Tim Jackson is here. He's the president of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. This is going to sound really xenophobic, and I don't mean it to sound xenophobic. It's just observation on my part. You were talking about us letting the industry go. No domestic car being built in this country or owned.
Owned.
Because there's rumors that the Chinese would want to step in and buy GM. So we would lose it all. I'm a big race fan. It bothers me to no end, and I don't like NASCAR, so let me put that right up front. But it bothers me to no end that Honda and Toyota are into open-wheel racing. They're into the Indianapolis 500. They're into Formula One. They're into just about everything with the exception of sports car racing. And the only people that are really into that are Mazda. If we let the car industry go down, we're basically, to me, we're surrendering a degree of American dominance. Plus, on top of that, the North American car market is the biggest car market there is or used to be. And so you get into that, you get into national security issues. I don't know how, like, say, for instance, Richard Shelby of Alabama, I don't know how he stands up there and says that, well, we can't do it, it's not right, and that we ought to let market forces take effect and we ought to let them fail.
Right. Well, there's some demographics and geographics playing out in there because Alabama is attracting some of these international nameplate manufacturers, and obviously they can do it, but they've got a new Kia plant in Alabama, and a Honda plant is either operational there or on its way, and one other one. So, and they're all, non-union. They're at a lower wage scale.
Which I hate.
They're at a lower wage scale, so they're producing cars at lower cost. And his argument, and we don't agree with the argument either as it plays out. I mean, the ultimate destination, because he favors a bankruptcy option, and we're concerned about that. We're concerned about what's left of the U.S. auto industry. And by the way, if they go through bankruptcy, Rick Warner, the CEO of GM, is Wagner.
Wagner, that's right.
Is still in place, possibly, but every major decision is made by the bankruptcy judge. So they don't necessarily get rid of legacy costs. They could. They may or may not.
No, but they can't. That's another thing, too. Getting rid of legacy costs is immoral. You don't promise somebody something, and then when they get to be, 60, 65, 70 years of age, it's like, oh, we're in trouble. Fend for yourself. Well, wait a minute. What happened to the money you took out of my paycheck?
Right. Well, in the bankruptcy, from a technical standpoint, that could shift to government. So, in other words, the government has to look at this from, the overall big picture scenario.
Okay, but that part of government with rescuing these pension funds, that part of government is overloaded and can't take any more.
So it would cost the taxpayer. In other words, that would shift it to the taxpayer. It's a different way of shifting it to the taxpayer, but that would shift it to the taxpayer.
Best option, I still believe, is to buy in. Let's go to Michael in Highlands Ranch. Michael, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi. Jay, I'm actually in fairly good agreement with you as far as I think we've got to bail it out because it does become a national security issue. We cannot afford to lose that manufacturing part of our economy and as part of the military structure. You know, God forbid we ever get into a similar situation where we had to convert the car manufacturers to a war footing. Where would we go? What would we do?
Well, we'd have to buy from other countries.
Well, and that's just a recipe for disaster.
It is, but you know something? What amazes me, and Tim, I think you can talk about this too, is the public's, and now for some reason too, of course, everybody's being very quiet here this morning about this, but I fielded a ton of calls about this, the public's reluctance to want to do something. Don't they see what the consequences of not doing something is going to be?
Well, I think the public has been conditioned on this. Jay, I've read a ton of news. I know you have too. This has been headlines now for the last few days and weeks in New York Times, Wall Street Journal, the local papers, the Post and the Rocky, the business journals, the trade publications, the political publications, and every reference is bailout. Every reference is bailout. So, in other words, if it looks from the terminology, pure language, words matter, as they say, it looks like it's handing them cash for in reward for failure. That's what it makes it look like. So it doesn't matter whether you're on the left or you're on the right. Nobody likes that. And yet that's not exactly what we're talking about. That's not what they're asking for.
They're asking for loans.
They're asking for loans because far be it from, it wasn't their fault there was a credit meltdown or an economic meltdown in this country and largely internationally. The credit markets have gone away. That's affected, by the way, this industry. That's affected it on the manufacturing because they can't borrow the money. It's affected it on the dealer level because they have to floor plan and finance their inventory. And it's affected it on the consumer level because the consumers had a tougher time going in and buying the next new car.
But they didn't get this way simply because of that problem. Michael, last words.
I just think that what a lot of people are looking at is very short-sighted and not really taking a look at what this does for us in the long run. And when you're in situations like this, sometimes it hurts in the short run, but the long-term benefits make it worthwhile.
Well, you know something, that's a leftover. What you're talking about there, that's, and I don't know whether Tim agrees or not, and I don't think he wants to get into this, but I'll get into it a little bit, and then we'll go get traffic. But I think what it amounts to is that's a culture that we've had promulgated in this country for 30 years.
And, I agree.
And it is now it's caught up with us. All right.
I would agree.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And I'd love to hear, and I'm sure Tim would too, we'd love to hear a good argument against the bailout or against the loans.
Yeah, or letting the industry fail.
Yeah, letting the industry fail. Anybody got an argument out there? Come on, you free market people. You're awfully silent here this morning, which you haven't been in the past. Speaking of silent, John has sat here silently, and we're talking about cars, so John has got the traffic. John. Rescue or no?
Well, Jay, don't need a rescue on the highways, but we do have some several issues actually outside of our major arteries in town. Got a crash on northbound Colorado Boulevard around Bruce Randolph. Also one in the south end at Lincoln and Stonegate. We do have a head-on collision, which has shut down Morrison Road just west of Wadsworth. That's at Balsam Lane. Expect some major delays in that area. Side streets starting to fill up as well. Also hearing about a couple things going on the freeways. Car fire westbound C-470 after University. That's catching some looks from both sides. Also a crash on eastbound I-70 as you approach Pecos, and the right lane is blocked there. One more crash out there, Exposition near Federal. Your forecast, cold and cloudy in the morning, followed by sunshine this afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 50s. Right now, 22 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Soup. You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Vizio HD TVs and Magnavox Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And James Bond, rated PG-13, is now available on Blu-ray and DVD. So now you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
You know where knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge? I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. Hit State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Activate crucial fat-burning enzymes to help you lose weight. In fact, the key ingredient is clinically proven to accelerate weight loss by 200%.
200%? Wow. Now, MitoSlim's offering free 30-day supplies to our listeners today. Doctor, who should call?
Well, anyone over 30 who's had trouble losing weight.
And it's safe?
Completely. There's no caffeine, no stimulants. You're simply reactivating your body's own fat-burning enzymes. It's the most natural of all natural products.
Incredible. Listeners, find out how to get your free 30-day supply. Call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
How to perform holiday magic. Step 1. Go to the Home Depot. See the exclusive holiday collection of stunning pre-lit Christmas trees, ornaments, lawn decorations, lights, and more. At guaranteed low prices, now even lower. Step 2. Choose your decorations and create a holiday wonderland inside and out. Step 3. Notice how it all fits nicely within your budget, which is every bit as magical as flying reindeer.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you hear a lot of messages trying to get you to buy something. Well, this is a message about buying into something. Let's redefine Christmas. Consider giving those you care about donations to their favorite charities in their names and ask that they do the same for you. Your giving will do far more good in the world, and chances are you'll like the way it feels. If this sounds like something you can buy into, visit the website redefinechristmas.org.
Church, 7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 51. We're talking about the automobile problem here. Tim Jackson, who is president of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association, is with us. He attended the U.S. House Committee hearing this week in Washington, D.C. Okay, notice I said problem, not bailout.
Right, you did, and I like your terminology.
All right, let's go to the phones. And we start with Jerry and Parker. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. Jerry? Jerry once. Jerry twice. Jerry rigged. Let's go to Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning. Well, you know, my heart goes out to the car dealers because I deal with them, and it's sad what you see going on in these lots. But it was in the paper this morning in the Journal. GM has lost $210,000 a minute over the last 8 years. In my opinion, upper management should be tossed for presiding over that. Nardelli, who walked away from Home Depot at Chrysler with $210 million after destroying that company, should be tanked. But what I would recommend is to say, okay, boys, let's match the contracts over at Honda and Toyota, and you get the same benefits and the same pay as these guys. And if you can make it on that basis, we'll loan you the money. But to expect me as a taxpayer to subsidize people retiring at 52 years old with full health care benefits is absurd. And if you want to loan the money, Jay, go for it.
Okay, so what do you do then? You tell those people that...
I say they
hold on a second. What you want to do is you want to tell those people that they did hard work, grueling labor in many cases, that they had money deducted from their paychecks
not only towards their union dues, but also towards the plans that were set up. And now that they're no longer in a position to turn around and just walk out in today's age and get a job or get health care, because health care has changed dramatically in this country now, where pre-existing conditions and you've got all this other stuff going on, you just like to take those people and cut them loose rather than looking at the other areas in the auto business where they could save significant amounts of money.
If what they were doing was working, they wouldn't have been losing $210,000 a minute.
And they
presided over this, and they were part of it.
But
conditions have changed.
Eddie, why do you assume, and Tim, jump in here if you want to, why do you assume that the problems that the auto industry has lays primarily with labor and doesn't lay with other problems? For instance, here's an example, and Tim can answer this. Tim, new cars. Only new car sales, not used. New. How much does the average dealer make profit on each new car?
Nobody's going to believe me when I tell them this or tell you this, but it's less than $100 on average profit for the dealership. How can that be? We have 270 dealerships in the state, and I can show you the financial statements of, if I could show you the financial statements, 240 of them would be in the red in the new car department. So basically, a new car dealer is out there. How does he or she make it then? They're making it on the used cars because the money is in the used cars. And the only way that they get the late model high-value used cars is to have the new car to be able to put the person in. But the new car business is so competitive, they're not making anything on the new car. Almost every new car department at each dealership, even the more profitable dealerships, are the new car department is in the red. If they can keep it low in the red, like double and triple digits instead of six-digit figures, they can make money at the end of the day. But the new car business is so competitive. That's why it was upsetting when one of the editorials called these dealerships monopolies, and that we really have little mini monopolies. If we didn't have a dealership or franchise network, it would be a monopolistic system if you had to buy just from one of three domestic manufacturers. But hopefully that helps us.
Okay, well, the reason I ask that is because if they're clearing so little money, if you were to turn around and you were to take the health care costs off the backs of the automobile manufacturers, that would give them an additional between $1,500 and $2,800 cost savings per unit that they crank out. Now, there's an example of where you go to other countries, such as Germany, Britain, and, of course, France doesn't do much in this country, neither does Italy, but although Alfa Romeo is going to come back in the American market here, I believe, in 2009 or 2010, you go to them, they don't have to make those costs because they have universal health care. So there's another place. Eddie, I don't disagree with you about management. Management has made bad decisions, and Rick Wagner and the rest of them should not be there, and the deal where they flew in on the jets yesterday or the day before, okay, that's an example of not being hooked up and not getting it, and they shouldn't get these golden parachutes. But to turn around and to pile it all on labor and then make the statement that people are retiring at 52, which I highly doubt, and you go to people who have retired at 65 or 70 and you say to them, hey, guess what? It's the new America. The car companies have made bad decisions. The United States government can't help you out. So your end result is grandpa or grandma, good luck. Make it on your own. No, that's not right. Because if you work for it, look, I was in a union. I'm on an honorable withdrawal now. I expect to get a pension when I'm 65. I paid into that for 20 years. Now, Eddie, do you think it's right that I see that or I don't see it?
What's the difference between buying a stock that's worthless or entering into an agreement that you cannot support economically? These companies have monopolies back in the 60s.
Pal, you know what? Pensions are not like playing in the stock market. Pensions are not like playing in the stock market. They're supposed to be guaranteed. And the thing is that through the gutting of the National Labor Relations Board and also the federal agency that handles pensions and is supposed to back pensions up, many of these people would be stuck would be stuck on their own. I'd love for you to give me an example, but I gotta go get stocks. I appreciate the call. Thank you. See, you know, I love Eddie, but it's like, okay, you know, you're 67 years old, your knees are shot because you bent down all those years making a car. Screw you. Find your own way out of the jungle. No, that's what got us where we are now. All right, hang on. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk will get us where we need to go.
J-Traffic is looking pretty good on the freeways around town. Just the usual jams. Southbound 25 is full up in Northland at around 120th Avenue. Also thick from 58th on past Colfax. Also seeing increased traffic on 225 right now. Southbound side is full from Iliff all the way past Yosemite into the Denver Tech Center. Other jams, eastbound 36, Federal up to I-25. Most of the eastbound trips into town are bunching up. Probably have some sun slowing there. Also some dense fog, reduced visibility along I-25. 25 over Monument Hill into the north of us, north of 84th Avenue up into Fort Collins. Your forecast, sunshine and clouds mixed with a high of 54. Tomorrow going to be warmer with highs in the lower 60s. And on Sunday, look for a high around 56 degrees. Currently, 22 downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This week at Office Depot, trade in your old printer and get a $40 instant savings on the purchase of a new regular priced HP printer.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jarrett!
Let the experts at Jarrett show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jarrett in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jarrett!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
To receive $1,000 cash back and a guaranteed 40% energy savings, call 24 hours 303-430-SAY. Some fees apply.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're the Entrepreneur's Source. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509.
751, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's get some financial information, some stock information here from Mike Spear, Executive Vice President, Presidential Brokerage, who can grab a lunch check faster than any human being I've ever seen. You know, the next time I go to lunch with you, I'm going to bring a butcher knife.
My wife taught me that.
Yeah, well, next time I go to lunch with you and you reach for the check that quickly, I'm going to chop your hand off.
You know, threat. Idle threats, my man. You were the slowest I've ever seen, man. That thing sat there for an hour.
Oh, it did not. Don't did you dare sit there and lie like that.
It sat there for an hour, and I just tried to gracefully wait, hoping you'd grab it.
Yeah, you know,
man.
Don't.
Dust was growing on it. The waiter walked by 13 times.
No, don't overexaggerate. You know you're not telling the truth. Busted. You know you're not telling the truth.
It hadn't been there for a nanosecond. No, I saw him coming. I had a clue. So, no, I was able to get you on that one. You're right.
Yeah, plead guilty. Okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
You did complain a lot, too.
I did. Yesterday, yeah. Terrible day with the market. What's happening now?
Just brutal yesterday. And the Dow right now is up 127. The NASDAQ Composite's up 31, the S&P is down 17 and a quarter, or excuse me, up. Let me start this again. The Dow's up 120, the NASDAQ's up 30, S&P's up 16, the Marvin, a.k.a. the Russell, is up 3. Some people wonder why I give the Marvin or the Russell, because it's not quite as commonly followed, but it's 2,000 stocks. There are 2,000 small cap stocks, and so it really is a good indication as to what's going on in the small cap arena. The S&P, I think, is probably the best indicator of what's happening with big stocks, and the Russell's the best indicator, or one of the best indicators anyway, and the Marvin, which sometimes referred to as the Russell, tells us what's happening in the small cap, so you get kind of a cross-section of where things are going from a size of company standpoint. Last night, Dell Computer, after the market, Jay, reported earnings that were much better than expected. Let's take a look and see what Dell is doing this morning. Dell is screaming. It's up 17 cents.
Well, better up than down.
That's right. That's right. That's 1.7%, 1.8% on Dell, so we're seeing a little bit of a bounce there. But I'll tell you, this is an ugly market, an ugly market. The last thing you want to do, however, is to stop contributing to your 401k. Now, you may not like where it's going, where your funds are going in your 401k. That you can change. That you can move it to money market, or have it sit in money market for a while, but do not stop saving. That's what got us into a big part of this credit crisis right now, is exactly that, credit. People not saving, people buying things before they had the money. So let's not compound the problem by not saving. Keep contributing to your 401k, but if you don't like the things it's going in, shift it to going into the money market and protect those assets. That's my advice for the day. In addition to giving us a call at Presidential Brokerage.
Yeah, let me put a plug in for that, because this is the exact topic is what we were talking about at lunch yesterday. And Michael handles Mary and my matters. 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. You want expert advice. You want advice from the man who knows. Call Mike Spear or any of the folks at Presidential Brokerage. 303-749-2770. Michael, have yourself a great weekend. And come on the show early Monday, and we'll slug it out.
That sounds good, buddy.
All right, my brother. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
It's 7:54 at AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're a parent and you're in debt, you may think your kids don't know what's going on. And while we don't know about bills or payments, we do know that you're crabby and that you fight with each other a lot. We even hear you crying sometimes. So even though we don't know what debt is, we do know what it does.
If you're in credit card debt, you're not the only one suffering. For free information on how to reduce your debt by up to 70%, call the Reliant Group at 1-800-400-6571. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for less than you owe and dramatically reduce your monthly payment so you can finally become debt-free. Do it for your family. If you have over $15,000 in credit card debt, call for free information today. And be on your way to becoming debt-free before you even hang up the phone. For free information that will help you reduce your debt by up to 70%, call 1-800-400-6571. 1-800-400-6571.
Johnny!
I hear the train a-coming.
7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-631-2760. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. 303-631-2760. Boy, there must be 100 versions of this song. We only need two callers. One. We only need one. All right, Tim Jackson is with us from the president. He's the president of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. We only got a few more minutes. I fervently believe, and we've talked off the air about this, and I've talked on the air, that we need to keep the American auto manufacturers going. We cannot, just from a human standpoint, as well as a patriotic standpoint, we cannot allow 2 million-plus people to be without jobs, and it is a national security issue.
It is. One thing we haven't hit on, but really the quality of the products that are available today in the marketplace, whether they're foreign or domestic, is significantly higher.
That's
and
true.
Improved. In the last 15 years, and one can argue that, well, the domestics are better now because the Asian brands have forced it, or the German brands, or all the international brands. And maybe that could be argued, and I wouldn't, I would tend to agree with that. But for whatever reason, they're all good. So you go into a new car showroom today, and you can rely on or have confidence in the fact that you're going to leave with a really good car.
Warranty claims are way down. They're down by over two-thirds on domestic brands in the last 15 years. And that's at a time, that's not even, Jay, comparing apples and apples. That's apples and oranges because the warranties include so much more today. They're basically bumper-to-bumper warranties that last 100,000 miles. So the quality is there. And the domestic quality is there. Even if the public perception isn't there that it is. And that's a problem that we have faced in the industry.
Yeah, and they should go check, and I've argued this on the air too, that they should go check these vehicles out because, and then pick up any consumer magazine and go look at the satisfaction rating, and you'll see. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. It is fast.
We'll have you back again, and say hello to Don and all the people at Shortline for me.
I will. Don's a great guy, and he loves you to death, Jay. He really does.
Well, I love him too. Thanks, Tim.
Listen to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, online at AM 7.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Rejuvenating Serum by calling 1-800-600-5591. That's 1-800-600-5591.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
For CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Wall Street is trying to rebound. But it's a struggle. After days of heavy selling, the stock market moved solidly higher in the first 30 minutes of trading. One catalyst was the Wall Street Journal report that troubled Citigroup may put itself up for sale. Right now, though, the Dow is giving ground. It's ahead just 29 points. Stock analyst Art Hogan sees no quick end to the market's wild ride.
Nobody's seen this kind of volatility before. It's born out of a lack of liquidity and a lack of confidence, and hopefully it's a signal that we're close to a bottom.
In Washington, President Bush has signed a bill that extends unemployment benefits. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
This new law means up to 3 months of additional benefits for people whose unemployment aid has run out or is about to end. Supporters of the extension hope it will help more than 2 million Americans searching for work. The latest numbers show more Americans are filing jobless claims now than at any time since 1992.
General Motors sources say the company is set to announce a new round of production cutbacks. They don't say how many jobs could be affected. Auto analyst Art Spinella says GM's fragile financial state is keeping customers out of showrooms.
We just finished one study that shows about 30% of the people who had a GM product on their shopping list at the beginning of November decided not to buy a GM product because they weren't sure that the company would be around.
A Florida teenager took his own life and used a webcam to stream his suicide on the Internet. Some people watched, others did more than that. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It happened on the streaming site Justin.TV. Many who saw it didn't take it seriously because the 19-year-old had threatened to take his own life before. Some egged him on. He's said to have taken pills, posted a suicide note, and got on his bed face away from the camera. Later, some on the forum called police, and in the video, taken down from the site but still on the Internet, authorities are seen entering the room and turning off the webcam. Frank?
Attorney General Michael Mukasey hopes to get out of the hospital sometime today. Mukasey collapsed during his speech last night. Justice Department spokeswoman Gina Talamona says doctors found no evidence of a stroke or a heart attack.
It really appears to be a fainting spell. He works long days. He's very active. It was a late-night speech under hot lights.
President Bush called Mukasey a few hours ago to wish him well. Overseas, Iraqi soldiers have collected $500 to help California wildfire victims. An Iraqi commander says his men wanted to send a message that we're a family. In the past, Iraqi soldiers have raised money for hurricane victims and the 9/11 memorial. Times are tough, but a survey of food banks and other charities by World Vision suggests donations won't be hurt that much this holiday season. The Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University says giving to charity has a history of being recession-proof. Contributions have gone up in 39 of the past 40 years, in good times and bad. This is CBS News.
Time to go shop, shop till you drop. Traffic's a mess, has me distressed. No need to pout, Nuvi will reroute. Sale ends at 2, Nuvi gets me through. Miss traffic jam, Nuvi has a plan. No standing still, back road's a thrill. Look for the T on the Nuvi navigation tool. Even saves you fuel. Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin. Nuvi with a T puts your mind at ease. Garmin.com, Garmin.com. Traffic data not available in all areas.
Okay, listen. You hear that? That, my friend, is the sound of the future. Yep, the extended range electric vehicle is coming. It's the Chevy Volt, and it's launching in 2010. And all those engineering students who got straight A's in chemistry, they're designing the batteries right now. Think about it. Up to 40 miles a day without using a drop of gasoline. Now, this assumes a fully charged battery. Performance capabilities subject to change. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. What to do about the country's rickety auto industry? GM says it could run out of cash by the end of the year, wants help from the government. Colorado Auto Dealers Association President Tim Jackson says the automakers are not looking for a handout, but rather a loan.
The only way it's a gimme or a gift or a handout or a bailout is if any of them fail and the government can't collect the money. But the government would have a stake in the assets.
GM reportedly plans further production cuts. A nearly 86% increase in the number of unemployment insurance claims from this time of year over last in Colorado. It's causing long waits on the phone.
They're getting a busy signal. That means there's 240 people that have tied up all those lines.
Unemployment Insurance Director Mike Cullen talking with 9 News. The Unemployment Insurance Office has added 33 new operators since June, and 20 more start taking calls at the beginning of the year. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper says the city's doing what it can to save money. He's offered city employees an unpaid day off a week from today.
The more we can save money and find every way we can find some savings, the thing we don't want to do is start having to lay people off.
Hickenlooper believes a large number of city workers will take that furlough day. More ski resorts open today. Vail gets the lifts rolling, as does Eldora in Nederland. And Denver police have reclaimed a car sold at auction because it's evidence in a murder trial. They weren't supposed to let it go. The 77 Oldsmobile Cutlass mistakenly released. The new owner found bloodstained bandanas, 2 long pieces of metal pipe, gloves, and an empty alcohol bottle inside. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We've been fortunate enough to not have any major highway problems hanging us up this morning. We've been accident and stall-free, but an awfully slow ride southbound I-25 from 104th down to 84th Avenue. You'll catch a small break and a lot of stop-and-go that starts just after 58th, getting you down past Colfax. We're starting to find eastbound 6th Avenue now, very packed in from Sheridan over to I-25. A lot of stop-and-go traffic eastbound C-470 from Broadway out towards Quebec. It's very slow northbound I-25 coming up through Happy Canyon, and that heavy dense fog up in northern Colorado, that dense fog advisory is still in place, and we're seeing it dealing with quarter mile visibility in areas between Fort Collins and Longmont this morning. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota stores want to be your number one choice to help you keep your Toyota in great shape. Check out this month's service and parts mailer for the Tire Dare to Compare. Get the right service at the right price by the right people. Stop by today for all your Toyota maintenance and repair needs.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed, brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay.
Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today 51. And it's nice to have you along on this Friday. By the way, 7 hours of radio today. We're going to do this, and then we're going to do Tom Hartman's show nationally. So you'll hear that tonight played back at 7 o'clock. So we'll punish you throughout the day. We're going to talk to Philip Norman, who has written a great book called John Lennon, The Life. He was volatile. He was violent. We'll talk about that. He was a junkie. Most of us know that. Most of us know that he was a family man. Most of us know some things about his life. But this book is very, very extensive. Philip Norman has written books. He's written books like Shout, The Beatles and Their Generation, Rave On, Biography of Buddy Holly, and many others. So let's say hello to him. And, Philip, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Christy.
Oh, you know what? I did that long introduction, and then I realized that he's on in 30 minutes.
Oh,
how embarrassing
no.
is that?
Well, I can talk about the Beatles, maybe.
Can you? Do you even know who the Beatles are?
I love Dear Prudence. It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh, wow. Really?
You like a weird one to like.
What, Dear Prudence?
Dear Prudence is a fabulous song.
You could do that. You could run a contest as to who you think would be... What you think would be the number one Beatles song, which one you would like the most. But
oh, that's very different, though, don't you think? Popular ones aren't always the ones that you like the very best.
Yeah, but whenever I name the ones I like, everybody goes, because that's the pop era, and they were the Mott Tops, and I don't want to hear that. And then I feel like, oh, my God, okay, fine, forget it, I won't say anything.
Beatles snobs are kind of crazy.
They are.
The people who know all the trivia and the minutiae, and they are very good at cutting you down to size because I Want to Hold Your Hand is also a very good song.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so everybody knows Christy Harvey from the Center
Hello.
For American Progress, Mike Check. You can check out her work at MikeCheckRadio.org and AmericanProgress.org, and I'm sorry about that. I looked at the wrong thing here.
Okay. I didn't know if I was supposed to go along with it and be like, well, hello, Jay.
Well, you should have. Speaking of going along with things, despite his valiant efforts, Ted Stevens lost his seat. What in the world? Why would it be close?
Oh, you don't understand. I'm actually a little bit surprised that he didn't at the end pull it through. People up here, I've told you, people love Uncle Ted, really love him. And even more than that, people are really, really afraid that without Ted Stevens in the Senate, the lower 48 is just going to forget about us. We're not going to get any financial help. We're not going to, people just won't think about us at all, which, you know, I don't know how true that is, but it was so interesting because I was in a coffee shop when the results came through. And, you know, I immediately called someone back home and said, hey, you know, did you hear Mark Begich, the governor of Anchorage, or the mayor of Anchorage, is going to take Ted Stevens' seat? And people in the coffee shop heard me. And I swear to God, a fight broke out in the middle of that coffee shop. And one table started saying, woohoo! And another table got very angry. And this little mob formed and went over and started yelling at the first table about how now we're not going to get anything. And
really?
Now Nancy Pelosi is going to rule the world. And I almost stepped in to explain the whole thing about how Nancy Pelosi is in the House and Ted Stevens is in the Senate and they might not even know each other. But I've been remembered, of course, that you're allowed to carry guns wherever you are up here. So I just stayed very quiet and drank my tea. But, it was really interesting, I thought, because it just showed how even now Ted Stevens has 7 felonies under his belt, and people up here still love him and love what he did for Alaska. And, you know, I mean, Ted Stevens was in the Department of the Interior before Alaska was a state, and he illegally broke all these ethics laws to lobby for Alaska to become a state. So, you know, people really think that he's part of why we have statehood in the first place.
You know, the other thing gets me. He said goodbye yesterday.
Oh, those goodbyes?
And got a standing ovation. Why does the Senate demean itself by doing that? And then they wonder why it is that Joe the Plumber, I couldn't leave that out, Joe the Plumber, Hockey Mom, and everybody else out there doesn't like them. Because they demean themselves. The guy is like a felon, and you're like standing and giving a standing ovation for what?
wasn't that what? Well, my favorite part was, you know, Ted Stevens stands up and gives this very moving, if you forget that he's a felon, this very moving speech about his, you know, 112 years in the Senate. And then the whole time everyone is giving their little tribute speeches, you had Robert Byrd of West Virginia basically heckling people and just yelling out, yeah, Ted, whatever. Like it. And amen, Ted. But my favorite part, did you hear Larry Craig give his little speech?
Yeah, that was another one that was really weird. What are we, the guy, okay.
Larry Craig.
I hate to say this, but he's got a screw loose.
He's a little wacky, I think. He got up and was talking about how cool it was that Ted Stevens got to have his own airport. He said, quote, you know, he and his wife turned around the curb in Alaska one time and pulled up to exit the cabin, looked up, and there's your name, Ted. And I said, Ted's got an airport. That's really neat. Now, when your claim to national fame is the fact that you were hustling for lovers in the airport bathroom.
The wide stance scandal.
The wide stance. You might not want to talk about how cool it is to have your own very own airport. Cracking up. And he didn't get it. He didn't get how hysterical the irony was.
That is so bizarre. 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a progressive talk from way up north. Christy Harvey with the Center for American Progress on our weekly visit, even though I thought she was the author of the new book on the Beatles. here's something else, too, that's kind of weird along with the Larry Craig and the whole thing with Ted Stevens as well. There were right-wing talk show hosts who were saying, "Oh, and we can't lose control of the Senate, and then they're gonna, and then we're gonna lose Ted Stevens." Like, okay, suppose he'd won the election, they still would have expelled him, right?
One would think, but then after seeing all of the outpouring of love yesterday, I honestly am not sure. I think that they may have rattled their sabers a lot, but I'm not sure that anyone would follow through with it until he had exhausted the appellate court process. You know, it's tradition in the Senate rules that if someone is convicted of a crime, they're allowed to stay through the process and until they've exhausted all appeals. And I was surprised when they started to sort of rattle around about that, but I'm not sure. I mean, they were supposed to. The Republicans were supposed to have a meeting the day that the recount finally did come in. The Republicans were supposed to have a meeting about this in their caucus and kick him out. And they met, and they came out and said, "We're going to punt. We're not going to do this yet because we don't really know what to do."
You know, see, I think that that kind of behavior on both sides irritates people. Like, for instance, Joe Lieberman keeps his position. Now, I guess strategically, you could make the statement that that's a wise thing to do, since President-elect Obama would need every vote in the Senate he could possibly get. But on the other hand, okay, to a lot of us out here, that's like, oh, okay, I see how this works. You go speak at the other party's national convention, you root for the other party's candidate, and then instead of getting retribution for that, what ends up happening is you get rewarded for it.
Right.
All right, you're from Washington, D.C. Explain to me the inside workings on that deal.
Well, I do actually think that this was all strategy. It had a twofold purpose. One was, I think that Barack Obama is very serious about at least having the strong appearance of reaching across party lines. You know, that's a lot of the appeal that he had during the election was that he was going to get outside of old Washington and accomplish things instead of turning it into a more bitter partisan fight, which is what John McCain tried to do. And ultimately, I think a lot of why he lost. And then you were right about, you know, the Democrats are going to be at 60 possibly if they win. They've won the Alaska seat. But if Al Franken would be to win, or if that recount in Georgia goes to the Democrats, that brings them just to that magic number of 60, at which point they can pass things without having a threat of filibuster. That said, and I also think that it's such an inside baseball thing that people generally know who Joe Lieberman is but don't feel a passion against him that the Democratic base does. And the base is very angry. But I think that they made the calculated decision that the base is going to stay even if we make them mad with this, and the people that we'll bring in by doing this makes it worth it. I don't know. It's calculated risk. It upset a lot of people.
I wasn't really upset by it, but I just came away with the feeling of, yeah, okay, well, all right, it figures. Now.
Well, I mean, we all had to put up with Joe's shenanigans for, you know, months there, and he angered a lot. I mean, he was basically a traitor to the Democratic Party and did whatever he could do to make things as difficult as possible, and then he gets a pass. But he didn't really get a pass. He had to make one of those very sort of sniveling apology sort of statements, which I you could tell was just killing him inside. So I got a little bit of sick pleasure out of that part.
I would have made him wear a sign around his neck that says, I have lost my momentum.
My Joe-mentum.
My Joe-mentum. All right,
Joe-mentum.
The economy. Can we in any way... All right, first of all, George W. Bush is not going to leave early, even though he should.
Right.
As a service to his country, he ought to get out because, and you know what? They shouldn't wait till January the 20th. They should change things over now so we can start getting some of this stuff handled. But the question is, will the economy make it? Well, it will make it, but how bad will it get by the time we reach January the 20th?
Well, I thought, did you see the video, by the way, from last week over the weekend with President Bush at the summit with the other economic leaders?
Yeah, why didn't you shake anybody's hand?
Nobody would shake his hand. No one would make eye contact with him. It was this, I mean, how I feel about President Bush.
Oh, really? That's what it was. I thought it was the other way around. You mean they didn't want to shake hands with him?
I don't think they wanted to shake. He walked up onto a stage for this photo op, and there were all of these other world leaders who were all clapping each other on the back and shaking hands, and not one acknowledged that he was on the stage. He's walking through a receiving line, and people are reaching around him to shake other people's hands. And he just sort of had his head hung down, and it was really almost kind of felt for the man. And you know how I feel about him, and I felt kind of sad. It was really a telling thing. No, I don't think it was. I mean, he could have probably tried to force the point, but people were actively ignoring him on that stage.
Well, okay, two things are going on there. Either number one, they don't like him and they hold him responsible for what's happening worldwide with the economy, or number two, they don't want his karma rubbing off on them so that when they get home, they get into political trouble.
Or they have that picture, that photo op of them shaking hands with President George W. Bush.
My God, have you seen... Okay, this is really a bad thing to say. But I have to say this.
Okay, do it.
Okay,
do it fast, so I have time to react.
Okay, it's anti-feminist.
Okay, all right.
Well, you know what I mean? You don't want me to say it?
No, go ahead and say it. I can take it. I'm a big girl.
Have you seen Nicolas Sarkozy's wife?
Of course I've seen Nicolas Sarkozy.
Oh,
Carla Bruni?
Oh, my God.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Is she hot?
You didn't read the Vanity Fair piece about her last month?
No, because
go out and get last month's Vanity Fair.
No, because my Vanity Fair subscription ran out.
You know something?
Well, you know something? No wonder Matt Lauer went nuts. Right?
No, she's, I mean, I don't think that's sexist either. I think it shows that you can be, I mean, because she's a powerful woman, she's a very, very intelligent woman, yet she is still a very, very feminine woman and plays up all of the sides of her personality and all the sides of being a woman. I think that's great.
I mean, we should ask John if he's seen her. John's got a big testosterone problem.
Thanks a lot, Jay. I haven't, but I'm Googling her right now.
Well, be careful with the Google, because she does have some pictures out there that aren't safe for the workplace.
Oh, really?
She very famously had some nude pictures taken that she auctioned off at Christie's.
Well, when it comes to research, we got to be extremely thorough here, Christie.
Yeah, that's right. We have to check everything out.
Careful. It was a big scandal last year that she was raising money by...
What?
She had these nude photographs.
Let me see.
Be nice over there. No, but I think that is
good.
Oh,
God, these are great!
And I think we see this now with Michelle Obama also embraces her femininity. She wears those fabulous dresses. I think it's really nice that finally, you know, because I'm a girly girl and I like to wear lipstick and heels and pearls and dress up, and sometimes you don't get taken as seriously. So if this is going to usher in an era where you can look like a cute girl or a hot woman or whatever and still be taken seriously, I say great.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. You know, let's see. What's George W. Bush's wife's name?
Laura.
That's right, Laura. I can't remember. I want to say Barbara, because I think he's married to his mother in some ways. Okay, Laura Bush or Sarkozy's wife?
Okay. Now you're taking it a little far.
One has got a big caboose. The other one, never mind. Okay,
never mind. Stick
around. We'll get to more serious topics here. 8:22, 22 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You finding those nude photos, John?
I haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for them, though.
All right, what's the traffic look like?
Well, Jay, traffic is, we're still looking good around the city. We have a few areas that are showing stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound approaches into downtown are behind right now on I-70, hitting jams around Lowell on 6th Avenue. We're going to hit it around Sheridan, trying to get out of Lakewood. That lasts all the way up to 25. We're looking at the normal jams on 25 as you head southbound into the city. Going to be thick from 58th past Colfax. Same deal on 225 in Aurora from Parker Road on down into the Tech Center. Got a few accidents out there to look out for. A head-on collision has shut down Morrison Road. This just west of Wadsworth. Also got an accident report in the area of C-470 in Santa Fe and an injury crash at Parker in Mississippi. Your forecast, cold and cloudy in the morning, followed by...
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solarips.com.
Mean Volvorama. I want astronauts in outer space looking down saying, whoa, can you help me?
No problem. When it comes to holiday decorations, Ace is the place to find everything you'll need. Buy 100 count of mini lights for just $6.99, Wednesday through Monday at Ace, the holiday helpful place. Sale price is good at participating Ace hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details.
8:24, 24 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let me talk to you about Icon LASIK. Icon LASIK, you know what? They can do your eyes for as low as $499 per eye. And don't think for a second that quality is compromised, because I'll tell you something. Once you go there, you'll be totally reassured that Icon LASIK knows how to do LASIK surgery. John Elway has had it done there. Todd Moore, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, has had it done there. And guess what? If you have flex spending account through your insurance, if you got that flex spending account, then take a look at it, because if it's about to expire, you can use it on LASIK. Icon has every FDA-approved laser available to them. They're the best and most well-equipped facilities in Colorado. They've got Intralase, Bladeless LASIK, Nidex, Wavefront LASIK technologies, and I'm telling you, the competition's out there charging thousands of dollars per eye using the same, and in some cases, inferior technology, but nobody has all five current lasers except Icon, and Icon gets an A-plus in service before, during, and after your procedure. Check them out. They've done over 65,000 procedures in Colorado. Actually, it would be 64,000, except I make the 65,000 person. So set up a free custom eye evaluation today and determine whether you're a candidate for LASIK eye surgery. Visit them at their Denver location in Mexico and Colorado, or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway, or pick up the phone and call them, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001.
Nibble, nosh, savor, devour.
Kim, what are you talking about?
What I'm going to do with the holiday taste of Sam's Club.
Holiday taste of
Sam's Club, where I can sample the perfect holiday meal before I host my own. Lobster ravioli, ooh, spiral glazed ham, decadent chocolate layer cake.
Ooh.
Live chef events, too.
Don't miss the holiday taste of Sam's Club. Friday, November 21st to Sunday, November 23rd, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join during the event and receive a $10 gift card. Restrictions apply. See club for details.
From the vantage point, Lafortu saw six war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures, the eaters of men, cannibals. Lafortu watched the strange scene, powerless to move. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. Four figures were tearing through the jungle. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, thinking only of its canoe. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Good morning, 8:26, 26 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 51. Christy Harvey on the line with us. All right, we only got a couple of minutes here, and I wanted to get to the auto bailout or bank rescue package and everything else, but we screwed around talking about stuff that, well, we had a paparazzi half hour here, didn't we?
I can end with a quick paparazzi story then if you like.
Okay, go ahead.
It's about Governor Gidget.
Oh, you're going to talk about the turkey thing.
Did you see the footage?
Yeah, what is wrong with her?
So she goes to pardon a turkey, which all I could think was, does she think she is the president now? Isn't that usually just what the president of the country does?
Right.
No matter. She goes to pardon a turkey, and then she turns around and starts giving an interview, cameras rolling, while the turkey beheading machine just starts whacking turkeys right next to her.
What is wrong?
Because they pardon one turkey, but then they kill, of course, all the other ones.
What?
And she's just standing there while these turkeys are being slaughtered on camera next to her. It was pretty funny.
What's wrong with her?
Well, are we talking about her? I think she's now become that person.
Well, why I ask that is because everything she does is like snake bit.
Oh, yeah. It's.
I mean, you're living there. Does she run the state that way?
Well, that's the thing that people are upset about is she doesn't seem to be running the state anyway yet. She's so focused on how exciting and fun it was down in the lower 48 to run around and be on TV and talk to Larry King and that kind of thing that people are angry, openly angry, because she came back physically, but she doesn't seem to have come all the way back yet. And there's an ethics violation against her right now, saying that she's not supposed to be giving these national interviews when she's on the state dime. You know, if she's on the clock, supposed to be working for the state, she should not be going on the Today Show and Matt Lauer and things like that. So people are starting to get really mad at her because, you know, Alaska's a great state, but there are a lot of problems and a lot of, you know, economic problems to deal with. And the pipeline is far, far, far from being finished or even really started. And there's a lot going on here. And she's really just sort of swanning around still down in the lower 48. And that's where her brain is. And so people are angry.
Well, then you know what? And they got a right to be. And then you have that other thing that went on this week, too. I don't know if these photos were fake or if they were true, but you have the situation where she goes to Miami to the National Governor's Conference, the GOP Governor's
mm-hmm.
Conference, and they snap these shots of her, like, at her hotel, and she's sitting by the pool in a bikini.
It's like,
the governor. What is this?
Well, and she also showed up at that conference, and I think that Alaska was angry with that, too, because, you know, she showed up and did all the photo ops and waved and wore fancy clothes and smiled and didn't really come with any substantive issues. And then you had other governors, Bobby Jindal even, and other lawmakers coming up and saying, here's some real issues that we're facing and here's some real solutions. And I think that that's what Alaska is hoping that she would do now that she's got the national spotlight, and she just missed that opportunity.
Is she getting bad press there?
She is starting to get bad press, which is, when I first got here back in September, she could do no wrong. I mean, people worshipped at the altar of Sarah. And now even her supporters are saying, okay, it's over. It was fun. We hope you had a good time. But get back here and get to work, man. Like, now. It's time. We're done with this. You had your fun, but please come back and get to work. And she just doesn't seem to be doing it.
You had your fun. Now come back and join Donna Young.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, Donna Young's a whole nother day.
I think that's another reason people here, they always say this when they talk about Ted Stevens being convicted of the 7 felonies, was, you know, that's just doddering old Uncle Ted. The really corrupt one is Don Young. And the fact that Ted Stevens was convicted before Don Young upsets even Republicans here, because everyone, you know, Ted Stevens messed up and was corrupt, but everybody kind of loved him. But Don Young, from what people say, is really crooked. So he's got some corruption trials that he's facing now, too. So I guess the state of Alaska is not really going anywhere in the national news cycle.
No, it looks like you guys need a shake-up up there. All right, what are you doing this weekend?
We finally got our stuff. The moving guy finally came.
You know what? I wrote on your Facebook page. You never answered me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'll go look. I'm not. Okay. Sorry.
So now I'm going to have to get on there and flame you and put on, like, derogatory stuff.
Doesn't that just mean it's a Tuesday in Jay's world if you're on Facebook flaming me? No, but our stuff came and there was a lot of damage, so we've got to deal with that headache. But we're going ice skating, too, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, how warm is it up there?
I think it's about 4. We got up to about 17 yesterday, I think.
How can you handle that?
It's so interesting to me because I can tell when it dips under 10. Over 10, I'm fine. You know, we adjusted very quickly to it being cold.
Oh, yes.
The second it goes to single digits, you can feel it. It feels like someone's blowtorching your legs.
Well, even in this bad economy, I'm moving up there and opening up a space heater store.
You could probably make a lot of money, I'm telling you. But, yeah, it's so beautiful, though, that you almost don't mind the cold. It's just one of the prettiest places I've ever been, so.
All right, well, snap some pictures and put them on your Facebook page.
My camera just came with the movers, so we will. We'll put some up, and, yeah, so that's my weekend, really.
All right, next weekend is Thanksgiving, so we'll take a weekend off, or we'll take
okay.
a Friday off, and then after that, we'll be back to find out whether they've leveled Ted's house or not yet, and also... we'll see where we are on the auto situation, too.
Absolutely. I'll get lots of stuff together for you. How's that?
You got it. Hey, Christy.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. Have a great Thanksgiving up there. And, you know, you can take your frozen bird off the back porch and thaw out and cook it.
We did realize we don't have to come straight home from the grocery store anymore, even if we have ice cream. You can go out to lunch and stuff because it's colder in the car than it is in the freezer in the house. So.
Well... Hey, listen, call Sarah Palin. She's got some turkeys she'll give you.
She does. I think we're having ham this year after watching all of that.
Black-eyed peas and ham.
Exactly.
That's what you're supposed to have. Okay. Well, we love you, and we'll talk to you in a week or two.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. See ya. There's Christy Harvey, who's calling us, by the way, from Anchorage, Alaska. It's 8:33, 33 minutes after the hour. We didn't get too heavy during that exchange, but...
That was fun.
Every once in a while, man, you got to lighten it up. All right, then now we're going to have the Beatles author guy coming on as soon as John gets done.
Sorry,
with the
I didn't realize you were thrown to him until I was talking to a listener, and then I heard you mention something about Buddy Holly. I was like, oh, I think he's got the wrong guest queued.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens.
Hey, man, it does. It's live radio. It's Friday.
All right, hit it.
Jay, we do have a head-on collision that has shut down Morrison Road. This just after Wadsworth around Balsam Lane. Still an investigation going on there, so it is going to take you some time to move around that crash. Also got a new accident reported in the area of C-470 in Santa Fe. That's causing some jams all the way back to Quebec Street. Also got a few surface street problems going on. 72nd Wadsworth, traffic lights are malfunctioning there. Also a couple more accidents, Santa Fe and C-470, and one at Parker in Mississippi. That one involving some injuries. Your forecast, sunshine and clouds mixed today with a high of 54. Tomorrow, warmer with highs in the lower 60s. And on Sunday, a high around 56. Currently, 24 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At the Kohl's Christmas Power Shopping Sale, you'll get two full days of Kohl's most powerful prices. All day Friday, 8.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie watching experience of Blu-ray. Vizio HD TVs and Magnavox Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And James Bond, rated PG-13, is now available on Blu-ray and DVD. So now you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Because you're going to get a free bottle of Vigorize from Purity Products. Now, to find out how to claim your free bottle, give us a call at 1-800-400-7619. That's right. Purity Products is doing a $1 million radio giveaway of their exclusive Vigorize capsules because they want everyone to experience the energizing health benefits of their clinically tested Vigorize. Now, everyone wants to manage their stress levels, but all-natural Vigorize also has powerful benefits for mental and physical vigor, even healthy focus. And since Vigorize harnesses the power of Rosuvin, one of Europe's leading stress and energy support ingredients, well, you're going to feel the difference. Try it before you buy it. Experience the miracle of clinically tested Vigorize yourself with a free bottle. Call 1-800-400-7619. Fight fatigue, manage your daily stress, and experience increased physical and mental vigor. For your free bottle, call now. 1-800-400-7619. That's 1-800-400-7619.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org. D4.
Good morning, 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 51. All right, we're going to talk to Philip Norman, who has written a book, John Lennon, The Life. He's written books on Buddy Holly. He's written other books on the Beatles. He also watched the Apple Corporation coming apart. And this book looks great. I've only just started it. So, Philip, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right. You've written other books on the Beatles. Why this book?
I felt that John Lennon really deserved a full biography to himself. There have only been two, both published back in the 1980s, neither really sort of doing justice to this amazing character. And I thought there was a lot to say about John that hadn't been said, even though the perception is there are so many books out there about John. Really, they're just sort of very partial accounts by his astrologer or his second cousin. I wanted to write a whole objective biography about the whole span of John's life, which in a way is the story of the late 20th century, both in Britain and in America.
Yeah, it very much is. And the other thing, for me anyway, of the four Beatles, John seemed to be come across as the most intellectual, the most controversial, in that he had very little self-censoring mechanism and would just say whatever he thought.
Well, he certainly did come up with some statements that caused controversy. But the trouble for John with being in the Beatles was that he really couldn't say what he thought. He had to conform with the very smiley, family-friendly image of the Beatles, and that was like a prison to him, you know, having to shake hands with people he really despised, like authority figures, like police chiefs and mayors of towns and things, and he was really a natural rebel, and he was not being able to be himself.
A lot of people don't know this about him, or at least I wasn't fully aware of this. How angry of a person was he?
He was angry, but he was more a person who suffered terrible pain and depression and insecurity. He felt all his life that he hadn't really had either a mother or a father in his life. His mother gave him to be looked after by her sister, John's Aunt Mimi. His mother was still in John's life, but not as a mother figure. And so he felt that he'd been robbed of both his father and his mother. He felt that other very important people to him who died, John rather blamed them for dying. He felt they deserted him. He was always looking for a kind of security, a kind of answer to why he felt so uncomfortable with being John.
And in the press blurb for the book, it says in here that millions of us idolized him, or in my case, just really liked him, but few of us understood him.
Yes, I think nobody really knew how insecure and uncomfortable he felt. And because if he even wrote a confessional song, and of course all his later songs were about himself, if he wrote a song called Help, which was a cry for help, the Beatles' music turned it into a joyous anthem. So nobody realized it was a true SOS from John. And a lot of his behavior is explained by the great insecurity that always undermined him. The fact that he tried to be so tough, he tried to be so sort of, to look such a hard-boiled character. Underneath, he wasn't like that at all. He was very vulnerable, very, very sweet in lots of ways, very romantic, and, as I said, uncomfortable with himself.
Was he violent?
He showed physical violence a few times in his life. It went away later on after he'd been through sort of therapy and meditation and all that. He was someone who got drunk and was a very ugly drunk and could be violent then, yes. But as many times as he would have a fight, he would, or more times, he would run away from a fight, or he would diffuse the trouble by trying to be funny.
8:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. John Lennon, The Life, brand new book by Philip Norman. I've often wondered about Stuart Sutcliffe and the relationship there, because as we all know, or maybe some people don't know, he was with the Beatles early on and then dropped out. And were he and John extremely close?
They were extremely close. John was one of these people who could have an intense platonic male friendship, and with Stuart, I'm sure that's what it was. Stuart was a really brilliant painter, a wonderful artist, very prolific, seemed to be effortless. The work just poured out of him. John really admired Stuart's work and kind of hero worshipped Stuart as an artist. And he insisted that Stuart should join the Beatles playing bass guitar. But then Stuart was not very good at playing bass guitar. He had to start right from scratch to play. And so John, on one level, hero worshipped Stuart. On the other level, would make fun of him for the way he played the bass.
You have a picture here in the book that says, "Two mentors meet, a rare picture of Brian Epstein and Astrid Kircher together." Is that picture rare? Because
it is rare, yeah.
Is it rare because those two didn't get along, or was that just a situation of right place, right time, and somebody took the picture?
Yes, they belong to different eras. Astrid really was a mentor to the Beatles when they were playing in Hamburg. Brian Epstein didn't become the manager of the Beatles until right at the end of the Hamburg era. They were playing Hamburg by that time as big stars, really. And so Brian and Astrid did meet. There was no animosity between them. But you're right. I've only ever seen that one picture of them together.
And then she just kind of, what happened? Was she just dropped out of the scene?
She did, really. She stayed in Hamburg, and she had taken really the earliest photographs of the Beatles in that sort of famous album shot way with half their faces in shadow, which made them look very sort of soulful and intellectual, whereas pop stars before that, always looked kind of
rather
vulgar and brassy. So she made them look very cool, but then that style was taken up by other photographers, and Astrid didn't do the famous album cover called With the Beatles. She just stayed in Hamburg, and they moved on. Although John, they did go back to see her later on when they were touring.
She's still alive today?
She is indeed, yes.
You talked to her?
Yep, I did. I talked to her when I wrote my Beatles book first, Shout, and then for the Lennon book as well. Yeah, I went to see her in Hamburg.
So she's still living there?
Oh, yeah.
And what about Brian Epstein? You hear a lot of stories about him and the relationship between him and John. How would you break that down?
Well, Brian was gay at a time when this was illegal in Britain. Homosexual love was just illegal, and you could be locked up for it. And so gay men had to keep it very, very secret. Brian adored John, really, really loved him, was in love with him. And John certainly used that fact, rather exploited it in sort of maintaining his position as the leader of the Beatles. There was a famous and very ill-advised time when they took a holiday together in Spain. Most people around at the time think it was because John saw this as a way of consolidating his position as the leader of the Beatles with the Beatles manager. But Brian later told a very close friend of his there had been a sort of superficial sexual encounter.
But yeah, I've heard that too.
It's the sort of thing that would mean very little to John. He'd say, "Oh, well, if it means so much to you, okay." But John was absolutely heterosexual.
And because Brian Epstein had this, did he, when the Beatles really exploded, and I mean really exploded, did he eventually somewhere along the way lose control of the situation? Did they part with him? What happened there?
No, his contract was coming up for renewal at the time of Brian's death. But he, despite all his other acts that he signed up from Liverpool, the Beatles were still a kind of sacred mission for Brian. He treated them not like his clients as a manager, but like his children. This is one of the reasons, John never really had to grow up, probably not until he married Yoko and had their son Sean, because Brian had protected him so much, almost like a son.
And then Brian, he took his own life, didn't he?
He didn't know the verdict of the coroner was that it was a misadventure, which is he hadn't known how much brandy and how many pills he was ingesting.
8:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. John Lennon's the book, The Life of John Lennon. Philip Norman is on the line from London. I also want to ask you about this, because I get a lot of people who discuss this. What happened between, or what went down between John and his son Julian?
Well, it's a very sad era, really, and one can't excuse it, particularly as John felt that his father had walked out on him when he was very, very small. In fact, John's father, Alfred Lennon, did not walk out. He tried to keep the family with John's mother together, but John's mother didn't really want to, you know, she had another man friend, and she didn't want that. But so it's awfully sad that when John had his first son, Julian, with Cynthia, his first wife, he was away with the Beatles so much of the time. And when he was home, he really didn't make much of an effort to establish a rapport with his son. And Julian, of course, feels very bitter about that, and one can see why.
And he's kind of Julian, he did some acting and tried some music, and now he's kind of like invisible.
Yes, he made some quite sort of well-regarded tracks, and last I heard he was recording again. He's been quite a successful businessman. He does sound very like John, which John's other son, Sean, who's also a musician, I don't think sounds like John at all. I don't think he writes like John, but Sean did have that Lennon kind of sound, that rasp in his voice.
And when you say Julian's a successful businessman, what is it exactly that he does?
He had a restaurant in Monaco, island of Mallorca, which I believe have done quite well.
If I had to ask you, with all the research you've done, and how long did it take you to write this book?
It took 3 years to write and research and write the book, and about another year to fact check and edit, so 4 years altogether.
All right. So you live with this for 4 years. What would you say would be John Lennon's most outstanding character trait?
Well, I suppose it has to be talent. A talent that really is sometimes not undervalued but misunderstood, because McCartney is supposed to be the one who wrote the brilliant melodies, but John could write a very good melody as well. Think of In My Life, you know. The quality, I suppose, apart from talent, is this dissatisfaction with himself, which all great creative artists do have. You know, they're never smug, they're never complacent, they're always trying to do better, and they're never satisfied.
All right, worst characteristic?
He was a human being, and these characteristics were magnified because he was such a huge star. I think he had good qualities as much as bad qualities, or even more. You know, he was very kind, very generous, very understanding, very compassionate. He could be cruel. He could be verbally very cruel. He could avoid the issue. He could sometimes shirk making big decisions, like the firing of Pete Best. He didn't really like the fact that the drummer Pete Best was fired from the Beatles, but he sort of went along with it. But, you know, these are qualities we all have.
Well, and then see, now we're starting to run out of time, and you just brought up something else, which I should have asked real briefly. Who fired Pete Best, and why did that come down?
Well, it was a majority decision within the Beatles that they wanted Pete Best out. It was personality, really. He was very good looking. That might have been part of the trouble as well. The girls liked Pete Best, sometimes more like John and Paul. They said he wasn't a good enough drummer, but he was a perfectly good drummer, actually. But Ringo Starr, who had been in a much more successful group in Liverpool for a long, long time, just had the sort of personality that fitted into the Beatles. And John, in particular, was very, very fond of Ringo and remained very fond of him after the breakup. He thought Ringo was truly honest, you know, a real person. He really did love Ringo.
Boy, I look at the cover of your book, still miss him to this day. Philip Norman, thank you a bunch for being on, and I recommend the book to everybody, John Lennon, The Life. 4 years worth of great effort, and thanks again. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. There's Philip Norman, and the book is John Lennon, The Life. Boy, I hate to say this, because it sounds corny, but it's a great holiday gift. Maybe I'll buy John Turk one. Maybe they'll write one on the widespread panic, and we could buy that for him instead. Maybe the economy will get better. Maybe George W. Bush will leave the White House early.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. What's traffic look like?
Jay, a couple accidents have just been cleared. That one that's been closing Morrison Road near Wadsworth most of the morning. All lanes reopened there just west of Wadsworth at Balsam Lane. Also that one on C-470 around Santa Fe. So things moving a little bit better as you're moving westbound out of Littleton and Highlands Ranch. One current accident out there. Accident southbound Broadway as you approach County Line Road. Also, you want to check out some fog, some dense fog on I-70 around the elevated portion of the highway. Going to see some stop traffic there around Quebec Street. That lasts around to Peoria. Other stop-and-go jam southbound 2 1/4 from Park Road up to Yosemite. Also on southbound 25 approaching downtown after Interstate 70. Your forecast, cold and cloudy in the morning. Sunshine this afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. Right now, 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Huge sale. Save big with Doorbusters Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Plus Friday and Saturday get extra savings with...
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
We all know Cold Stone Creamery ice cream cakes are enjoyed by friends and family. Every bite has layers of moist cake, creamy ice cream, and delicious mix-ins. And now there's cash in there, too. Buy a Cold Stone cake, and you can win by playing our Golden Medallion Instant Win Contest. We're giving away three $10,000 grand prizes, five $500 cash prizes, and 1,000 free cakes. At Cold Stone, we like to make both our ice cream cakes and our customers rich.
No purchase necessary. Promotion ends January 6, 2009. See store for official rules.
The best stuff ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
I know Motorola's got some great stuff out there, so when I heard Radio Shack is now exclusively carrying a line of Motorola GPS receivers, I had to check them out. A helpful associate showed me the GPS's interactive touchscreen, million points of interest, and how it even speaks street names out loud, all for a great price. That's when I realized I may never have to ask for directions again, and that's good stuff too. And it's all thanks to Radio Shack.
Don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff. Installation. Comcast Economy Internet is powered by America's leading fiber optic network, so it's reliable. And you'll get the McAfee Security Suite, too. Software valued at $120 that keeps your computer safe while you surf. And snag other features like multiple email accounts, the Comcast Photo Center, and more. Comcast Economy Internet. Incredibly priced at just $24.95 a month every month. Call 1-800-COMCAST and get free installation for a limited time. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not available in all areas. Limited to new Comcast residential internet customers who meet certain eligibility requirements. Price for economy internet service without subscription to another Comcast service is $34.95 a month. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Subject to Comcast and their terms and conditions. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Hang on, go as fast as you can. Sure I can. 8:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're looking for an SUV, you're looking for a more fuel-efficient vehicle, you want to talk to good people who have good ideas and will save you money, then you want to go to Rocky's Autos. It's a 63rd and Federal Endeavor. Rocky's Autos has got hundreds of vehicles in stock, and you'll find clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, SUVs, all the things you've been looking for. They have their matching down incentive. They'll show you the book price on any vehicle you're interested in. And plus, they want to see your trade-in. Now, a lot of dealerships say they want to see your trade-in, but the fact is it's not true. They'll tell you that, but then they'll do what they call in the car business, kicking your trade. That's not going to happen at Rocky's Autos. And we're talking about the people who put on Operation Freebird, where they gave away 3,000 certificates for free turkeys to those who would otherwise not have a very, very good Thanksgiving. So you got to check out Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Friday, Saturday, 9 until 8 in the evening. That's Monday through Saturday, 9 until 8 in the evening. Whatever it is you're looking for, hundreds of previously owned clean, late model vehicles in stock. They are the place to go. I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. That's Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal.
Here's something to think about. Are you living or are you thriving? Sure, some people like to keep tropical fish, while others like to snorkel with them. And there are people who like to sing in the shower. And those who can't wait to sing at karaoke night. Well, you get what it means to thrive. That's why Kaiser Permanente Senior Advantage offers a plan that helps you get more out of Medicare and more out of life. You can start thriving with our exceptional range of benefits, with conveniently located medical services that save you from running all over town, not to mention low copays and practically no paperwork, so you can get on with your life. For more information about our enhanced benefits or to find a seminar near you, call toll-free 1-866-261-7660. That's 1-866-261-7660. Kaiser Permanente. May you live long and thrive. Kaiser Permanente is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract.
Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die.
8:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, is here.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay, we're going to do some news, and then you're going to stick around. And by the way, I'm supposed to do Hartman Show nationally. You're going to stick around
for
that,
yeah,
too?
For sure.
Oh, good. Good. No, we don't have to take any calls from any of his listeners. You and I could just talk back and forth about whatever we want. All right, we'll tap the world's smartest man's brain coming up here, and we'll also talk about his column in the Denver Post today and numerous other subjects, so stick around.
Girl, you know the reason. I know the words of the earth. I saw the words of the sky.
60 Minutes. The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grove.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation. The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
We're within shouting distance of the bottom. I doubt very much that we have another 10% to the downside.
Market analyst Art Hogan on this week's losses and the stunning roller coaster ride for investors.
Nobody's seen anything like this, unfortunately. This is unprecedented volatility. To put some numbers around that, the month of November so far, we have a 7% average daily move in the S&P 500 from the high to the low.
Right now, the Dow is down about 30 points and the NASDAQ off 12. It's 1 week from Black Friday, the day that holiday shopping season officially launches. Many forecasts are calling for a gloomy month before Christmas. And the Conference Board says Americans will be keeping a tighter hold on their wallets this season. Lynn Franco says U.S. households are expected to spend an average of $418 on gifts. That's down from $471 last year.
The economy's not doing well, neither is the stock market or housing, and we find that consumers are in a really cost-conscious mood heading into the holiday season.
The grim economy is expected to have little or no impact on charitable donations, though the Center for Philanthropy at Indiana University says historically charitable giving in is recession-proof. One survey says donations may actually rise. The country's top law enforcement official is resting in a Washington hospital after collapsing last night during his speech. CNN recorded the moment when Attorney General Michael Mukasey began slurring his words and then was helped to the stage as he passed out. Justice Department spokeswoman Gina Talamona says Mukasey's doing fine this morning.
They're conducting some routine tests right now, but again, he's in good shape, he's very active, he's very alert, and really ready to leave.
Researchers aren't certain why, but babies born at one period during the year have a greater likelihood they'll develop asthma. With details, CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Asthma is affected by the seasons. Turns out so are babies who develop asthma. An intriguing study covering more than 95,000 infants and their mothers finds children born 4 months before the height of flu season have a nearly 30% greater risk of developing asthma. No exact time can be pinpointed because the flu season varies year to year. This study appears in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine.
Nebraska lawmakers have given final approval to a new version of a law designed to provide a haven for very young children. The new language limits to 30 days the age of children who can be dropped off at hospitals, no questions asked. Dozens of older kids were left under the existing law, which includes no age limit. Now, says Nebraska State Senator Brad Ashford, it's exposed a problem that's led to the establishment of a task force.
If we put in place a governmental platform to identify the problem and to get people into services, I think we can partner with the private sector and get this done.
Somali pirates have allegedly raked in more than $150 million in ransoms during the past year. Kenya's foreign minister is urging ship owners not to pay ransom because he says it only encourages more seizures. One report says pirates are demanding $25 million ransom for the Saudi supertanker seized 6 days ago. This is CBS News.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
A wine is only as good as the vineyards it comes from. Now for Cabot, America's favorite Pinot Grigio, that means grapes grown in the foothills of Italy's Dolomite Alps. Experience our distinctive Pinot Noir. Its lush, elegant style has also made it America's favorite. Our award-winning Merlot, or the rich Cabot Riesling with its fresh, vibrant character and fruit aromas. So when you're looking for truly exceptional wine, choose the Cabot Collection.
The number one Italian wine in America, Cabot. Elevating life. Imported by Palm Bay International, Boca Raton, Florida.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. GM reportedly planning further production cuts. The automakers announced thousands of factory layoffs already this year. Meantime, Colorado auto dealers are struggling to sell cars.
For the year, we expect to be down between 20 and 25% and have the worst year in automotive retail in Colorado and nationwide probably in the last 25 years.
Colorado Auto Dealers Association President Tim Jackson speaking with Jay Marvin this morning. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper says Denver's doing what it can to save money. He's offering city employees that chance to take the day after Thanksgiving off without pay.
The more we can save money and find every way we can find some savings, the thing we don't want to do is start having to lay people off.
Hickenlooper believes a large number of city workers will take the furlough day. Paper-pushing Denver city workers can now do some pedal-pushing. The city is rolling out a bike loan program for employees. It features 30 donated bicycles for checkout at the Webb building, 40 more bikes to be added in the spring. It's part of the city's plan to encourage and expand alternative transportation. A red pollution advisory in effect for the 7-county Denver-Boulder metro area today, and Eldora and Vail ski areas open today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Some real unusual weather across the city this morning. You're looking at clear skies, plenty of sunshine southbound I-25, where it's still slow from I-70 through Spear, but we had this huge fog bank roll in the area of I-70 out towards Aurora, and it has eastbound I-70 nearly stopped starting at Quebec, and that's going to carry out past Havana just because they're dealing with quarter-mile visibility. We're seeing those same kind of conditions up along 270 as well, so be ready for that. A little bit bunched up southbound 225 Yosemite down towards I-25. Looks like the rest of the highway's back to normal. Couple of off-highway wrecks just coming in.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness in bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
No, let me ask you something before we get off on the hardcore politics here, and your column, which, by the way, is in the Denver Post this week, shaking off the brainwash. Let me ask you about this, because I've often wondered. I have little or no time to read. I mean, I'm doing 2-3 pages, maybe, before I fall asleep. How in the world do you have all the time to read all this stuff?
Well, what I do is I have this very strange procedure in the morning where I basically go online and I read about must be about 50 different websites, and I copy and paste the articles that I want to read, and then I basically put them into a Word file and email those articles to my Amazon Kindle. And I'm not paid by Amazon, by the way, too, for product placement. And then I go downstairs and I work out for 45 minutes and I read my articles.
Yeah, but where do you find the time to read books?
Yeah, that's the problem. Usually what ends up happening is I go on vacation and I read like 5 books. That's all I do on vacation.
Because I'm going nuts. I'm in the middle of reading 2 really good books and I just can't get through them.
I don't... In this media environment, it's very difficult to carve out the time to read books. He says, as a book author.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm reading this one fiction, hard-boiled noir fiction book called The Dramatist by this guy Ken Bruin, which is really good. And then I'm reading the other book about the left, written by Henri Bernard Levy. And it's like, man, but you know, I can only do 2 or 3 pages at a shot.
Right.
Because by the time you get upstairs and everything, after you've gotten up at 2 o'clock in the morning and done all the other stuff, you know, you're like.
Yeah, and I it's difficult because I'm taking a writing class right now, which you got to take with me next semester. It's been really valuable.
Yeah, I should.
It's been really valuable. It's people ask me and say, "Well, you're taking a writing class? Aren't you a writer?" Yeah. Well, there was a guy I read in my favorite magazine, which is called The Believer.
You know, I got that too. I'm not. What is up with that? I can't hook up into that either.
What do you mean you can't hook up with it?
I don't know. I just can't get started on it.
The magazine?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
Don't know.
It's weird.
Can't get going.
It's a weird magazine.
It is weird.
You gotta give it some time. It's an acquired taste. It's really good, though. And they had this interview with this guy named Bruce J. Friedman, who's a Hollywood writer.
That's right, he is, yeah.
And he said something like, they said, the question to him was, you know, when you became a successful writer, and he cuts them off and says, I'll never be a successful writer. The implication being that it's always a struggle. right? I mean, like, that's why I'm taking the class, right? Because you can always be better. It's kind of the frustration of being in this game.
Yeah, that's very, very true. All right, let's talk about your column, which is in the Denver Post today, and people can open up the paper and go to the opinion section. It's called Shaking Off the Brainwash. If you're having trouble remembering what the recent election was all about, rest easy. You're likely experiencing the moment, the momentary effects of brainwashing. For weeks, your television, newspaper, and radio have been telling America it is a center-right nation that elected Barack Obama to crush his fellow socialist hippies, discard the agenda he campaigned on, and meet the policy demands of the electorally humiliated Republicans. This is the usual post-election nonsense from the brain-dead megaphone, as author George Saunders famously calls it, our political media and noise machine. Boy, you know something? This is really true. And you were the first person to come on this show, and you were the first person to say, and you're the first person I heard say, that watch this, they'll spin it as this country is basically, you know, a right-of-center country or center-right nation, and basically try to you know, minimize the impact of the election. And yet, if you go look at the polls, if you go look at the map electorally, if you go look at the votes cast, the Republicans actually, these same people who are spinning this stuff in the media, they're actually a white minority party stuck to a certain part of the country, including Appalachia, while the rest of the country's gone blue.
Yeah, and the key stat in here in this column, which is the one that they don't want you to know, is that according to a post-election poll by the Campaign for America's Future, 70% of Americans say they want conservatives to help this progressive president, Barack Obama, enact his progressive agenda. I mean, 70%.
Which is huge.
Right. In other words, most people do not want Obama to water down his agenda to attract conservative support. They want conservatives to move to his agenda. So the question then is, well, what is the most important thing that Barack Obama has identified as a key priority? Well, the only real way to know that is to look at what he spent most of his advertising budget on. And 68% of his ads were about, in some way, health care. So what I say in the column is that it's really time, and I'm really hopeful, and I think it's the right political moment for him to come out of the gate, first and foremost, to finally solve this health care problem. And it actually, what's really exciting is it actually looks like this is what they're thinking. You've seen...
Well, Tom Daschle's a good indication of that.
That's right. Daschle, they put him in, you know, that's putting a legislative heavyweight in the position of... And he said he's not only the HHS secretary, he's going to be the czar for universal health care. You have Ted Kennedy and Max Baucus both saying, they're both senators, both saying, we want the Obama administration to push this. You've got... the Congressional Budget Office, which is saying, you know, there's this line out there, well, we spent $700 billion on the bailout, we don't have any money to do this. And the Congressional Budget Office came back and said, well, actually, health care is the major driver of the nation's fiscal gap. Out-of-control health care.
Right, that's exactly right.
So Obama's own economist said, it's not that Barack Obama doesn't have the fiscal breathing room to do health care. He doesn't not have the fiscal breathing room to do health care. In other words, he has to do health care for a fiscal reason. If we don't solve health care, we're never going to solve the national deficit, national debt problem. So all of these things are aligning. And I think the most interesting part about this is that, you know, everything in politics, it's never about morality. Right? Because if it was about morality, we wouldn't have poverty in this country. Right? And it's never just about budget pressure. You also need a political motive. And here is where it really gets interesting. Even the Republicans acknowledge that if Democrats push universal health care, they're dead. It was Bill Kristol, the Republican strategist, who in 93 wrote a memo to congressional Republicans saying that they should oppose universal health care sight unseen, that's his words, because it represents a serious political threat to the Republican Party, because if passed, a universal health care program will revive the reputation of Democrats as the generous protector of middle class interests. That's Bill Kristol's words. So in other words, you've got a crisis, you have budget pressure to do the crisis, you've got a new president with a robust Democratic majority,
And then the linchpin is that you clearly now have a political motive for the Democratic Party to use this issue to essentially relegate the Republican Party to a permanent minority status.
Well, you talk in your column here about this whole debate that's going on about does he come out with a big bang or should he be, you know, more cautious? And you say in your column here that it seems like he's ready for a big bang and far-reaching initiatives. I don't think that there's anybody who's got their eyes open and realizes what's going on in this country would say to him, well, be cautious. We need for him to go big.
Well, you underestimate the genetic makeup of the Democratic Party. I mean, the Democratic Party hasn't gone big in a really long time.
No, I don't underestimate it, but let me say this. I don't underestimate them with what you're saying. I also know that the right is saying, oh, you better be cautious,
right?
Because if you're not, the American people. But here's what I read about Barack Obama, and I've always read this about him. I've always, you know, I'm like George Bush. I looked into Putin's eyes, and I could see a soul, right? Pooty poot. But with Obama, he's going to do what he thinks is right. And Katie barred the door. And then you know what? If you get upset with him, you're going to get upset with him. But he's going to do what he thinks is correct. And if the Democratic Party doesn't like it, he's going to push him into it.
I think that's right. I just think it's never black and white on these issues. You know, we've seen a lot of politicians who will do the right thing but won't go far enough, won't go big enough. Meaning there's a lot of gradation in there. I mean, you can do healthcare, you can expand it a little bit, or you can expand it a lot. And the key question is not whether he's going to expand healthcare. I have every belief that he will in some way expand healthcare, absolutely. The question is whether they're going to go for incremental expansions or they're going to go big.
I say he goes big.
It actually looks like he's going to. His chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, in the Wall Street Journal, there was a piece about how his only public speech that he's given, and I'm not a huge fan of Rahm Emanuel, the only speech that he's given is he gave a speech to CEOs and business executives saying, we're going big on healthcare and we want your help.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just, I mean, I think it's really exciting. I mean, it's really, really exciting.
You know, the other thing, and then we'll do traffic here, but the other thing is, too, is, yeah, Rahm Emanuel's got his drawbacks. There's no question about it. And some would say that Daschle has his, too.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see is Barack Obama going out and getting people who know how the system works and who are capable of playing rough to get what Barack Obama wants.
That's the key, though. It's got to be about getting what Barack Obama wants.
Well,
we've seen a lot of presidents, George Bush, even Bill Clinton at the end of his term, you got the sense it was less about them driving the train and more about the apparatus beneath them. It seems different right now. You're right.
I don't think, unless I'm 100% wrong, and it could be, because everybody can be wrong. Nobody can be right 100% of the time. Obama doesn't strike me as being that way. Obama does not strike me as being that way. No drama, Obama. I mean, he's just going to, you know, this is the way it's going to be, and this is what I want, and, you know, you better damn well do it, because I've got political capital, and I'm going to spend it. Unlike George W. Bush, who sat there and wobbled back and forth and said, well, I got political capital. In reality, the only political capital he had was, you know, a negative deficit of distrust. All right, we'll continue here. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9 here. J. Marvin, David Sirota, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk.
Jay, we got some areas with fog still. Now, I-70, both sides going to be affected in the elevated portion. Seeing jams on the eastbound side, though, from Monaco up to Havana. Also seeing a couple accidents out there that may mess you up at the end of this morning's commute. Both off the highways, one eastbound Hamden after Broadway, and one on southbound Broadway in Littleton as you approach County Line Road. This is a brand new one on the highways, a northbound crash on I-25 around Colfax. Seeing traffic... people hitting the brakes around 6th Avenue, but traffic is still flowing pretty freely past this crash. Your forecast, sunshine and clouds mixed with a high of 54.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center celebrating the Red Kettle Kickoff with the Denver Nuggets at the Pepsi Center Thursday, November 27th. See the Red Shield's boys and girls basketball team, the Starlights cheerleaders, and the Salvation Army's brass band perform live. Festivities begin at 2:30 and the Nuggets play the New Orleans Hornets at 8:30. To purchase tickets, call the Red Shield at 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Ticket prices range between $20 and $35. Make it a night of fun and entertainment at Pepsi Center and see how you have touched the lives of so many children through your generous donations. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
It's that time of year again when you need to think about your heating system. Jack Micek Heating and Cooling Services all makes and models of furnaces and boilers, and now is the time to have them checked before the cold weather hits. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 or check out the website at www.jackmicekhvac.com. That's 303-463-8541 or www.jackmicekhvac.com. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today.
Literally hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean, late model, previously on cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, and they've got it all. They got their matching down incentive. They'll show you the book price. They do want to see your trade-in, and they got first-rate people working there, like Spanky Herrera and Isaac Harris and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and Jules and all the people working out there at Rockies. They got great hours, too. 9 to 8, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 8 is when they're open. Plus, they've got rock-solid financial institutions that are willing to lend money. These are not predatory fly-by-night operations either. Rockies can accommodate your tastes and plus put some money in your pocket by saving you money. Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Four, 24 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. David Sirota, J. Marvin, along with you. Mostly sunny, high today, 51. You want to take some phone calls? Fine, 303-713-7600. And then we're going to go national and do the Tom Hartman show, which we'll play back tonight between 7 and 11, I believe, or 10. How many hours are we doing, John? We're doing three?
Whew. Wow, that's a lot of... Radio, straight radio.
So what are you going to do? Do like an hour with me and then cop out and leave?
I got some meetings.
You always have meetings. And
I do. I'm meeting with the new Speaker of the House here in Colorado.
Well, so what?
I'm not canceling that. He's also my state legislator.
Call him and tell him to come over here and join us. What does that mean? I got to do the rest of the show by myself?
You got to do the rest of the show by yourself.
I'm incapable. Okay. Auto rescue, auto bailout, whatever you want to call it. Where do you stand on that? We haven't talked about that.
Well, I'd have to look at the exact details of it. I think it's
right now there are no details.
I think it's a good idea to have it be strings attached. I think that the people who are knee jerk against it, who were also for the $700 billion bailout for Wall Street are wearing their class on their sleeve. You know, the New York Times editorialists, Tom Friedman, David Brooks, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised that they were overjoyed that $700 billion were going to be handed to their, you know,
to their
fellow Ivy
buddies.
League, right, their fellow Ivy League rich people, and that now they're up in arms that, that somebody's proposing giving, you know, what is it, 4 or 5% of that to make sure that 3 million blue-collar workers stay employed. I mean, so we shouldn't be surprised by that. And I guess what I would say is that we have to make sure that the automaker bailout is much better executed than the bailout to Wall Street.
Well, the bailout to Wall Street's a mess.
It's a mess. It was a giveaway, et cetera, et cetera. It's got to come with strings attached. And I think, you know, Obama actually, what's interesting, when I interviewed him 2 years ago, we talked about his healthcare for hybrids idea. This is, we'll help the auto companies, at that time he was saying, we'll help the auto companies pay for their legacy costs in exchange for them agreeing to make much more fuel-efficient cars. And so I think now, with that $25 billion, you can actually entice them to make that deal, right? We'll give you the $25 billion, but you have to put a certain percentage of it into more fuel-efficient vehicles, and you have to drop your legislative opposition to, for instance, higher CAFE standards, higher fuel efficiency standards for automobiles. That, to me, sounds like a pretty good deal. You know, I mean, if we can get that for $25 billion after we just flush $700 billion down the toilet, that seems to me to be a pretty good deal. What about you? What do you think?
Well, my idea would be, and I've been pushing this all along, my idea would be don't give them the 25 that they're asking for. Tell them that we will give them the money, but here's the big string attached. And the big string attached is you got to let us buy in. You have to let the federal government buy in, and buy in enough that we get a seat on the board so that people like Rick Wagner and others can't get away with everything. In other words, we've got voting control of the businesses, so we can force Rick Wagner and the rest of those people out, and then what we can do is we can take the auto industry and get fuel-efficient cars, get hybrids, turn it around, and then when it becomes profitable, and it will eventually, when it becomes profitable, then the federal government can turn around and sell those shares off. And that way you keep them from going under, you keep the 1 or 2 million people employed, plus you have them in a chokehold that they can't get out from underneath. So they can't pull any shenanigans, they can't pull any BS, and they have to go green. And if they don't go green, then, you know, we're there to say, we're there at the meetings, we're there to say, yeah, you will, or else we'll find somebody who will take the company green.
I agree with that. I mean, I agree that we have to have an ownership stake. That's what you're saying, that it can't just be giving them the money
away. Well, you know, I liken it to this. The Porsche Motor Company, which is the most successful private automobile manufacturer in the world, and at one time they had hard times, and this guy Wiederking came in and turned them around. Well, Volkswagen has fallen on hard times. And there was this chance that Volkswagen was going to, you know, somebody else was going to step in and buy them. And Porsche lobbied to get the laws changed in Germany, and then what they did was they went in and bought 31%. Now I think they've increased it to 39%. They now have controlling interest of the company. So two things are happening. One, they're bringing their technology and their know-how to the company to turn it around. And two, it can't leave Germany or leave German hands because they're a German-based company. So the idea to me is that you have people out there who say, oh, you know, don't bail them out. Well, I think you got two things operating here. One, consequences of not doing that. 1 to 2 million people.
I read
unemployment.
I read a stat that said, if that happened, if 1 or 2 million people were out of work, it would endanger 5% of GDP.
It would crush the economy.
I mean, it would really crush the economy.
Okay. Then the other thing is, you take Mitt Romney's idea, which he had in the New York Times a couple of days ago, about letting them go into Chapter 11. Chapter 11 says is reorganization, but it says nothing about what would happen to Rick Wagner and these other executives who aren't even in touch enough to fly, that they fly in on their own private jets to go to Washington when they should have gotten on an airliner with a coach class ticket and showed up. I don't want Wagner, and I don't want the rest of these people anywhere near that industry. I want them all gone, and I don't want to pay them anything. I want to tell them to get out, and here's a dollar. That's your bonus. Goodbye. You know, go to the Mediterranean, sail a yacht, do whatever you want to do, go gamble it away in Vegas, and let the adults come in and take over the business.
I didn't read Romney's piece. I just saw the headline, but he was basically saying, put it into Chapter 11 to basically crush the unions. Is that what basically he was saying?
Yeah, and also, yeah, well, that, okay, this is, now you're hitting on another thing. I blogged about this, too, at jmarvinblog.com. And if you don't like impolite words, don't read it. Classic argument, okay? Classic argument. The reason that the auto industry is in the shape it's in is because the labor unions did it. And the legacy entitlements did it. So what are you going to do? So the idea with Romney is, and other people on the right is, okay, you come in and you extract concessions from the labor unions. Basically, never mind the discussion of the people who are running the things, you go after the people who are working there. So my point is, what are you going to do? You're going to turn around to grandma and grandpa who worked 30, 35 years there, did hard work, knees are shot, whatever the case. You're going to go to them and say, okay, you know what? You don't get anything anymore. Goodbye.
What's so dishonest about it is that it assumes, and maybe it's correct, the assumption. It assumes that we don't understand why those legacy costs exist. And here's why they exist.
Well, they exist because we don't have universal health care.
But it's deeper. They exist because the company, when the unions formed, the company said, we don't want to pay you higher wages, the wages that you want.
Right.
But we have to give you something. And so, okay, we don't want to pay you higher wages now and when times are fat. We want to keep our labor costs low. So we will promise you benefits when you retire. So now...
Yeah.
Now, when it comes due, when it comes time for them to actually pay those essentially deferred costs in a bargain that they made years ago, they want to say, oh, I actually want to get out of that. In other words, they want to get out of the deal that they made. They made.
Right, which once again is a violation of trust. And then you've got these people on the right. I hate to invoke partisan politics here, but it's true. Then you got these people on the right who are once again turning around, and it always ends up being this. Okay, it always ends up, you know what I don't understand now? All right, I got to go to traffic here, but I got to get this last rant, and then we'll take calls at 303-713-7600. But no matter what the industry is, no matter what the situation is, who always pays? It's the person who works. It's the working person that always pays. And I'm sorry if there are people out there saying, oh, this guy's a raving lunatic, and he's a communist, and he's a Marxist, and he's a socialist. But the fact is, it's always the people who work that pay, and it's always the people further up the pyramid who skate out.
That's exactly right. I mean,
and I'm sick of it. And stop blaming the labor unions and working people, and stop blaming, you know, the poor for the mortgage crisis. Look at the people who are responsible and hold them responsible, by God.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's the paradigm shift that's happening right now. The people, I think that's what part of the election was, and I think that's happening right now.
I hope so, because you know what? I'm ready for class warfare. Rush Limbaugh always goes, well, Democrats are engaging in class warfare.
It's already happening.
No, look at this. I have this information about class warfare. You're right, Porky. I'm ready for class warfare, okay? You want to duke it out, OxyContin man? I'm ready to duke it out. Because this stuff really bothers me. And you know why it bothers me? Because I'm a working person, and there for the grace of God go I and everybody else. So stop being so damn self-centered. That's, you know.
I mean, I can't. I mean, it really, if this goes the route of using bankruptcy court to crush the unions, it would really be a sickening thing.
Yeah, it would be terrible. You feel the same way, don't you, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, John and I rant and rave about this every day.
You know what they say? Poop rolls downhill.
Exactly. Although he and I use another word off the air. Okay, we'll take your calls coming up with the world's smartest man and myself, 935. Turk takes on traffic.
Jay, still dealing with fog on I-70 as you're moving eastbound, particularly seeing jams there from Monaco down to Havana. Also got a couple side street crashes hanging folks up, one in Inglewood, one in Littleton. First eastbound Hamden after Broadway. Got one on southbound Broadway down in Littleton as you approach Canyonline Road. Also one on 25 as you're heading out of downtown. This is around Colfax and seeing brake lights back around 6th Avenue, but traffic really not affected there. Also have areas of dense fog in portions of northern Colorado, reported to be especially dense between Fort Collins and Longmont. Expect quarter-mile visibility at times there. Your forecast, cold and cloudy, followed by sunshine this afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 50s. Right now, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Make the leap from paying cash to using Express Toll. You won't have to stop at toll booths or dig for change. And starting in January, you'll save...
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Pill PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed, brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
If quality, value, and satisfaction are important to you, then we want to earn your business. I'm Keith Larson. My wife Mary and I are the owners of the Broadway Full Service Car Wash in Englewood. For the last 11 years, 95% of our business has come from repeat customers. Our high customer loyalty has a lot to do with the way we do business. Your satisfaction is our only goal. We're a block and a half north of Bellevue on the west side of Broadway. Stop in. Let us make your car look great, inside and out. You can also avail yourself of our express detail services. Thank you.
Yeah! Yeah! Okay, there's nothing to get excited about. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour. Yes, there is. It's Friday. Jay Marvin, world's smartest man, David Sirota. Mostly sunny, high today, 51. All right, let's go to the phones. You ready to go, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let's go to Dan in Boulder. Dan, you're on AM 760. Hit it.
Hello, Jay. How are you this morning?
Great.
My comment has to do with shared responsibility, and I don't think you can look at this solution or potential solution for an auto industry by looking at only one side or the other. I know that the unions have a shared blame in this, and for example, GM has something like 450,000 retirees that they have to pay their health insurance on. So that's a huge burden, and by the same token, the executives are getting overpaid horribly for the incompetence of what they've done over the last number of years. So I'd like to see stipulations on both sides that would reduce the burden of what the unions have demanded over the years, and would also reduce executive pay. I would wouldn't even mind if the executives got paid minimum wage, for example.
David?
Well, I mean, it's hard to know where to begin. I mean, I just want to reiterate the point that I made. Looking at the retiree health care costs, or looking at union current employee benefits, is, in a snapshot, is not the way to look at this. You have to look at it as these are the obligations that the company agreed to pay many, many years ago when they didn't want to pay workers the wages that they were demanding and that they could have demanded.
Yeah,
so trying to get out of commitments that were made and at times during times when things were fat now seems to me to be utterly and totally dishonest. If you want to look at the entire picture,
but there are other precedents.
But if you want to look at the entire picture, you have to look at, if we're going to say, oh well, let's just say they have $1 billion in legacy costs. I'm not even sure that's right, but let's just throw that out. There's a round number. Well, that's fine, but we should also then look at how much they've paid their executives over the last 20 years.
Sure.
Right? Because in other words, I would say that the workers at the company were nice enough to not go on strike and grind the company to a halt when things were fat, to accept essentially what is deferred compensation. That's what retiree costs are. The workers are saying, all right, look, you don't have to pay us high wages as we want, as long as you agree when we get old and we retire that you'll pay our health care costs. So
the actual burden on a company like GM for health care is actually probably in the vicinity of $10 or $15 billion.
But I only used it as an example of a round number. That's fine. And the other thing is, let's remember, the other reason I think that you shouldn't take it out of retiree and current employee benefits is because GM's executives, the big three's political clout, they have used that political clout to oppose universal health care.
Sure.
For years and years and years. So to me, when you look at all that behavior, when you look at the deal, the structure of this deal and how workers deferred this compensation, that the burden should be mostly on management to lower their own salaries, to use their political clout to push for something that they have refused to push for, and to essentially, I think, shield workers as much as possible.
I absolutely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I also think that the unions ought to step up and say, here's what we are willing to do in this problem. And even if it's a matter of saying, well, for workers retirees who've been on health care for a long time, we don't want that benefit to change at all, but we want to use a sliding scale for others, and we want that sliding scale to come back over time. There are all kinds of potential ways to solve this, and none of them are very good, quite frankly.
Well, yeah, but when you're talking about sliding scale and you're talking about health care and you're talking about legacy situations, you know what you're talking about essentially here. You're talking essentially about human beings. And you go to these people, like, for instance, let me assume this role. Let's say I worked at Ford or GM, and I worked there for 35 years. And I got up every single day, and I came to work, and I hardly ever called in sick.
Don't you dare touch my stuff. I agree.
Okay.
I agree with that.
You know, so then what happens is these guys get into trouble, so then they come to me and they say, you know what, we made these promises to you, but now we can't fulfill them. Never mind the fact that I paid union dues, never mind the fact that I paid into a pool to the company. So is that fair?
No, it's not. And I used to work for AT&T and got laid off and had the same thing happen to me. And at the time I was laid off, and everyone that I knew who was being laid off was willing to actually have their pay reduced in order to retain their jobs. But by the same token, really resented watching the CEO of the company, Dave Dorman and others, walk away with 10, 20, 30, 50, 70, 80, 90 million dollars. That was utterly, utterly obscene.
Well, those guys ought to be in jail.
And I should add, you know, on the specific issue of retiree costs, that should be the last thing. Retiree benefits should be the last thing that's cut, and here's why. Because
yeah.
somebody who's 70, 75...
Mm-hmm. There's a fixed income.
They're actually like a hostage of the situation, right? Like, they can't really choose to go back to factory work,
mm-hmm.
even if they wanted to, right? I mean, because, you know, if you're 70, 75, you're not really probably able to work in an automaking factory. So they've made a deal, they're banking on the deal, and they're at the age, they've subsequently advanced to the age where they are a hostage of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all the things that should be sort of held sacred in all of this, that's got to be the very first thing that's held sacred.
Yeah, you know, I had Eddie in Littleton call in earlier when we had Tim Jackson on, and Eddie's very, very right-wing. And that's the first thing he did was he started attacking the labor unions and talking about how they should give up and they should give up and they should do this and they should do that. But you know something? Here's the thing. No matter what it is, and no matter what industry it is, okay, when the higher-ups make mistakes, the only people who really pay are folks like you and me. And you know something? I'm tired of paying for their mistakes.
Agreed.
I want them out, and I want them in jail in some cases for ripping the companies off, for screwing the employees. And this whole thing about, they're members of labor unions, and they're lazy, and they're getting these legacy entitlements. You know, see, they stick that word entitlement in there, because what that does is that triggers off the idea to people that, oh, they're getting something that I'm never going to get, and, you know, these people don't deserve everything for the rest of their lives, and why are they getting this, and why are they getting that? And in reality, you know, what's going on here, in reality is, this is a whole holdover of the Reagan years of, like, it's me, it's mine.
Greed is good. Greed
it's
is
me.
Good.
Greed
yeah.
is good. Instead
yeah.
of saying, hey, here's this guy out here. He retires at 65 after busting, or this woman, after busting their rears, and, okay, here's your reward, nothing. That's why the country's in the trouble it's in. That's where you can trace all of these problems to, is the fact that all of these people are greedy, that they don't give a damn, and they've been encouraged all these years to care only about themselves, not you and me, and it's still going on in this country. Do you know in the broadcast business, because these folks have consolidated and grown and made mistakes and did stupid things, do you know who's paying for all of that? All of my friends are paying for it. They're all getting blown out of their jobs. Some of them have been at these companies for 15 years. Now, some of them have been 24 years, and it's goodbye. See you later.
How much is Rush Limbaugh making?
Gazillions?
Yeah.
Gazillions, yeah. I mean, he's a fine one to talk about entitlements. He's got his own entitlement
and
his own cushy little entitlement there.
The thing about Rush Limbaugh is he's harming the earth just by breathing. He's sucking in enough oxygen for 25 other people.
And smoking, yes.
Yeah, and smoking a cigar, you know. One can only hope. All right, thanks, Dan.
Okay, thank you. You have a great day, both of you.
All right, see you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Do we do a traffic now, or do we squeeze one more call in? We can take another? Okay. Let's go for it. We go to Patrick in Fort Collins. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Patrick once. Patrick twice. Patrick is out of here. Let's go to Dave in Boulder. Oh, Dave's gone too. Okay. Let's go to Dean. Dean, you're on AM 760. You win by the war of attrition. Go ahead.
Great. So I totally appreciate the fact that you guys want to get rid of management. I think that has to happen. There has to be justice. And what I would say, and I want to know what you think about this, is if people want concessions from unions, then what I say is you got to give ownership to the unions, or to the workers, rather. And I want to know what you think of that idea.
That's a great idea.
I love it. Would love to see that.
I mean, it's come back to me. The steel workers, there's a fascinating article in the Wall Street Journal about how the steel workers had done this, had negotiated that about 10 years ago with a number of companies, and they didn't even negotiate ownership. They simply negotiated the right to veto management's decisions to shift ownership and consolidate. And so what's happened is the steel industry is consolidated. Every time one of the companies that they've negotiated this clause with, this veto, the company has to come to the union before the merger happens And the union can say this merger is either going to be good for workers or bad for workers, and we're going to veto it or we're going to accept it. And in having that veto power, it has forced those terms of those mergers, when those new companies are formed, it essentially has protected workers. And so you're exactly right.
You're exactly right about that. Let me just say this before we're going to go to get traffic at the risk of sounding overly radical, which at times I can be. You know, one of the finest events that ever happened in this world was in May of 1968 when workers in Paris decided that management sucked. So what they did was they threw management out, occupied the factories, and started running them themselves. That's what we need in this country. I guess that makes me a communist. Hey, thank you, Dean. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm way off the middle track there. And after all, we all know this is a center-right country. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour, John Turk with traffic.
Should be a quick trip just about anywhere you're headed around town on the major highways. You are dealing with some fog, however, on I-70 in the elevated portion. Seeing jams for eastbounders beginning around Monaco, loosen up for you around Havana. Also got an accident out there, an injury accident, Dry Creek, just west of Quebec, and also north of town. We got some dense fog in portions of northern Colorado, especially between Fort Collins and Longmont. Some reports say about a quarter mile of visibility. Your forecast, sunshine and clouds mixed. Look for a high of 54. Tomorrow, warmer, a high of 62. And on Sunday, a high of 56. Right now, 36 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's the JCPenney huge sale. Save big with Doorbusters Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Plus Friday and Saturday, get extra savings with...
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer, a Turn to Help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
8819. 1-800-900-8819. 1-800-900-8819.
9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We have been hit by hard economic times. Now, you probably have got coins. You probably have got collectible items such as jewelry and watches that you never use them. And, you know, you might have hidden money right there. Rocky Mountain Coin is a place to go. They've built a reputation as the premier coin and precious metals store and appraisers in Colorado. Mary and I have dealt with them, and you should too. As a matter of fact, Mary got a piece of jewelry from there just the other day. For more than four decades, Rocky Mountain Coin has serviced those looking to buy or sell coins, paper money, precious metals, jewelry, and other collectibles with professionalism and knowledge. And I'll tell you something, when it comes to the precious metal values, they are increasing to almost record highs. So now is the perfect time to sell your jewelry, coins, and other valuables. And nobody pays more than Rocky Mountain Coin, because they've been buying, selling, and appraising rare coins and currency for more than 30 years. Klaus at Rocky Mountain Coin has 30 years worth of experience in doing this, and this includes gold, silver, platinum coins, bars, sterling silver flatware, jewelry, watches, and collectibles. And it's all happening at the same location. And they've been at that location since 1976. So let Klaus's 30 years of experience help you get the most for your items. And I trust him. I'm telling you I trust him because Mary and I have dealt with him. And his reputation is more important than the money he makes. They're at 538 South Broadway. Rocky Mountain Coins at 538 South Broadway. They're open today until 5 because they're open every Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open tomorrow between 9:30 and 3. So if you've got this stuff hanging around the house and you're really not doing anything with it, get in touch with Rocky Mountain Coin or call them at 303-777-GOLD. That's 303-777-GOLD.
An official message from Medicare.
Today I found out that my drug plan's monthly premium changed. So I compared other plans and found similar coverage at a better price.
Now's the time to review and compare Medicare prescription drug plans. From November 15th to December 31st, you can even change your plan. Call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-MEDICARE. Or visit Medicare.gov and use the plan finder to see options in your state. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How to perform holiday magic. Step 1. Go to the Home Depot. See the exclusive holiday collection of stunning pre-lit Christmas trees, ornaments, lawn decorations, lights, and more at guaranteed low prices, now even lower.
Step 2. Choose your decorations and create a holiday wonderland inside and out. Step 3. Notice how it all fits nicely within your budget, which is every bit as magical as flying reindeer.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Fifty-six minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with David Sirota. Mostly sunny, high today, 51. And let's see if we can squeeze in one more call here. Let's go to Vic, who is a union guy. Vic, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, if the negative propaganda that's been spread for years, I've been a union truck driver for over 30 years, and that's the reason why people don't understand how benefits work. It was negotiated. It was probably originally offered by the companies as a way to give more value than the dollar spent by group health programs and group retirement programs. And when the workers negotiated those terms, that was part of the pay at that time that they negotiated it, and it's owed to them just like it was a savings account. And I think the reason people don't understand it is because it is being termed as a legacy entitlement program, which, you know, that may be actually what it is, but it was part of the pay. If they would have paid it on the paycheck when it was originally negotiated, the workers would have it in their pocket, you know.
And what's interesting about that, and that's the point I've been echoing all morning, what's interesting about that is that the whole situation may teach unions, in some ways, to be less compromising in their negotiations moving forward for wages, right?
Exactly.
That the government is going to help crush your legacy costs, the benefits you're owed, then you're going to say, I'm not giving away salary, upfront salary concessions. I'm going to demand as much as I can get right now.
That's exactly right. Hey, Vic, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Mr. Sirota, you're going to stick around, and we're going to do Tom Hartman.
Absolutely.
People can hear that tonight at 7. And all I can say is, workers of the world unite. That's what we need to do, is bring back the IWW.
That would be awesome.
You know, we need to paint a big picture of Joe Hill on the side of...